has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. 1 in 3 men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Ready for a positive 2020 surprise? Here's one from Diamonds Direct. The return of our best offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing. Yes! Starting Monday the 31st, back by popular demand. Pick any item. Get the amazing value price Diamonds Direct is known for. Pay nothing down and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. And you can even finance the sales tax. Fine jewelry has never been more affordable. 5 years, zero interest on anything and everything starting September 1st. At Diamonds Direct. Get details, directions, and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. NBA players will resume their playoff games possibly tomorrow, but today's games have been postponed as they were last night in protest to the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Hockey Diversity Group, made up of NHL players, has asked the league to suspend the 2 scheduled playoff games for tonight for the same reason. The 2 that are scheduled, Philadelphia against the Islanders, Vegas to take on Vancouver. From college football, 8 players from Nebraska have filed suit against the Big Ten Conference, hoping for a reversal of the league's decision to postpone the fall football schedule due to concerns over the coronavirus. Baseball, Cincinnati Reds and Milwaukee Brewers to play a doubleheader this evening to make up for last night's game that was postponed. Already today, the Oakland Athletics-Texas Rangers game has been postponed in protest to the Kenosha shootings. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Time to take a dip in the pool of stupid.
Yeah.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
First of all, you're not buying a $75 pie. You're paying for an airline ticket for this pie.
True enough. I forgot. All the planes you get on now, it's like there's 2 people with masks and gloves on and just pies. I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to stop smoking. And it's just a key lime pie sitting there like, what? You don't know what I'm seeing.
Shut up. I'm going to see T-Bone.
Featuring Panama Ted, Leanna Ray on traffic.
You know I hate you guys, right?
And all the weird sounds the internet has ever made.
Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day.
The only one I've ever met that can handle my junk.
Stuff flaps all over the place.
Does that make any sense to you?
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Happy Thursday to you. No Common Man today, but joining us, the man, the myth, the legend, Dave Biddle. What's up, Bids? How are you, man?
Bone, great to be with you. You probably hear it all the time. You might be not sick of it, but your intro is fantastic on this show. I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm just cracking up listening to it.
It's definitely insane. It's definitely an insane intro every time. Ted puts all those together. Ted finds all the dumb stuff we say, and he puts it in there. So, but yeah Bids,
I agree. They're really good. I agree, Bids. Yeah.
Yes, Ted. Ted, yes.
Panama Ted will never turn away a compliment. That is for sure. We've got plenty to get to today. We will do Bone of Education, top of the 4 o'clock hour. It should be called Biddle of Education because Bids, you're going to handle that one today. And what do we have that we're going to learn about in Bone of Education?
Children, we are going to learn about shrimp and not just, ooh, you know, yeah, not just our favorite shrimp to eat. We're going to learn about shrimp. We have some very good details to pass along.
So we're going
to
get into like the biological,
about our tasty little creatures.
Like a biological background. Yes. On it. Okay. I like that very much. We've got that. We've got some updates on some news with the Bengals that is getting some traction. The story we talked about yesterday and some stuff going on as well with Joe Mixon. So we'll get into all that. 4 o'clock hour. We have got ownership talking about various issues going on in sports. One owner of a pro sports team was very mad about how things went down yesterday. So we'll tell you about that. And would you rather? Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, you can tweet your Would You Rathers at ManandBone971 right now, and we will have those coming up at 534. So, yeah, big stuff to talk about today, Bids, but it probably is no surprise. We're going to start off talking about something we talked about a lot yesterday because it was a pretty historic day yesterday to see the NBA just completely wipe out a full slate of games due to the players stepping away and not playing. I've seen people call it a boycott, but boycott feels like a weird word. That's something that consumers do. I don't know if strike is the right word. I don't know if like sit down or whatever you want to call it, but they purposefully said we're not going to play these games. And the Bucks started that by saying they would not play and theoretically would forfeit their game against the Magic. The Magic said, no, we're not going to take your forfeit. We will sit out too. And then every other team followed suit. So there's a little more update on that. But just initially, you weren't on the air yesterday. This is a pretty weird day in sports, right? I mean, you haven't seen anything like that, I would assume, in your lifetime, because I certainly don't recall seeing it.
No, nothing like that. What's crazy about it, as weird as it was, it's kind of like it's 2020. It kind of just, you know, we see weird things all the time. It didn't even feel like, as crazy as it was, didn't even feel that insane because of everything we've been dealing with in 2020. And yeah, it was also interesting to kind of unpack all of the things that they went through. Like, you know, they ended up getting on the same page, but apparently the Milwaukee Bucks made this decision pretty late. We all know the Orlando Magic were already out there. The officials were already out there. The other teams had not been notified. So there was initially, from reports, you know, off ESPN, I know Woj was talking about this, and some of the other reporters were saying that some of the players were initially a little upset. Not that the Milwaukee Bucks had this mindset. They support that, but they were a little upset, Bone, that there was no communication. They're supposed to be, like, all in on this. Whatever decision they make, the players, they want to be unified, which they are now, so they've gotten on the same page. But it was interesting to hear some of the background there, that some of the players were a little perturbed that, you know, they were not you know, they were not really in the loop when the Bucks made their final decision, but something like that. It's so emotional. I'm sure that the Bucks themselves were debating up until the last moment. So no games yesterday, no games today. Looks like they're going to play tomorrow. Some people will say, well, you know, what good did this do? But we're talking about it. We were talking about it yesterday. So it's at least getting the conversation out there. I think there was some concern, Bone, from NBA fans. Like, could they just not play? That was a big topic of conversation, I know, this morning. And so it sounds like good news. If you're worried about if the NBA is just not going to finish their season, no, they're going to finish their season. I mean, you had people like Jay Williams saying this morning that they should just not play. I'm thinking, come on. Hopefully they're able to finish their season. They've come this far, and it looks like they will.
Yeah, yeah, they have come to that conclusion. And it sounds like the meetings that went on yesterday between the Lakers and the Clippers, I guess, both – The story last night was that they both voted to just end the season and then walked out. LeBron and some of the other players from those teams walked out of the room and said, we're done. We're not playing. And so it sounds like today more players were able to kind of talk about that and say, well, look, can we do something where we still finish the season, but we are able to have more of a voice? And like you said, it may seem like, all right, well, what is this going to do? But, you know, I was listening to James and Bo this morning. And, you know, they were talking about this situation. I was listening to, you know, Rothman and Ice. They were talking about the situation. I mean, it's not just us on this station talking about it, all across the country. This is now a topic of conversation, not just, wow, they didn't play. That's crazy. What was it that caused them not to play? And the answer is a brutal shooting at the hands of a police officer of what sounds like an unarmed black man. And then you had people walking in the streets killing people. After that, and the social unrest that goes along with all of those stories, I know that's not something we touch on a lot in sports, but when you have an entire league, and not just them, Major League Baseball teams didn't play yesterday, Major League Soccer shut down all their games. When you have this many people speaking out about something, sure, there's a part of me, and years ago, this is who I would have been. I would have been the guy that said, shut up and dribble, because that's how I grew up. That's what I was taught. That's kind of how I lived. That's what people around me would have said about something like this. And we didn't have this issue go on, but there's been issues going on socially around sports for ever since I've been alive, you know, and I'm sure, Biddle, you can say the same thing on that. And at least for me, at one of the points here where we had to pause, and I would say probably for me, it was the Kaepernick incident, which happened to be, oddly enough, 4 years ago yesterday, where I said, all right, what is motivating this guy to take such a stand where he is getting ripped to shreds? And that's where, as you start to understand issues and you start to listen a little bit more and not just have a knee-jerk reaction, I will admit my thoughts and my opinions have changed over the years. And I guess that's something Mike and I always talk about. If you have the same opinion you had 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago on an issue, it's not a bad thing to pause momentarily and reflect on that. And yesterday allowed for a moment, if you're an NBA fan or if you're just a sports fan who kind of watches the NBA, you saw them shut their league down. It might be worth looking into what was it that caused them to shut their league down. And I think that's what yesterday led to some degree. But the players will tell you that they don't want that to be it. They want there to be something more than that. And I think that's a realistic concern, is to find ways to make a difference that don't just involve not playing. So they will continue to play, and that's at least a good thing for NBA fans to see. But I'm sure you'll hear more about some of the underlying issues as we go forward in the NBA playoffs.
Very well said, and I give Adam Silver a tremendous amount of credit. I mean, of all of the commissioners, he seems like by far the best. And you never know. Does he agree with everything that's going on at all times? That, you know, maybe he allows things to happen that he's not a huge fan of. But he has the players' backs. He wants to make sure there's great communication in the NBA. It's one of the things that we're mad about with college football right now, is the lack of communication from the Big Ten. They don't have that in the NBA. And the players might be mad at something, but they don't feel like, you know, the commissioner is an adversary of them. They feel like he is on their side. And I think that helps a lot with this. The other thing that helps is basically, and you're right with LeBron, if LeBron didn't want to play, they're not playing. If LeBron wants to play, they're playing. I really think it comes down to that. Maybe I'm oversimplifying it, Bone. He's got the most to lose here because he has a chance to win the title. Now looks like the Lakers were, who was this team that came to the bubble? They didn't have Avery Bradley. Right. They just kind of looked out of sorts. Are the Blazers going to upset them? Now it looks like they're going to finish off the Blazers with ease, give them the gentleman sweep, 4-1. LeBron could win a title, and he's also the most powerful voice in the league. So it sounds like LeBron today, maybe, if I had to guess, was one of the guys that said, okay, let's figure out how we can keep the spotlight on this but still play. Not ignore it like it didn't happen, but you know what I mean? I'm sure LeBron was one of the big leaders today to make sure that this the season continued, because you're right, last night he was thinking maybe, you know, okay, yeah, even though I have the most to lose here, maybe it's time just to call off the season. And, you know, I'm glad cooler heads prevailed, because I think if they just called off the season, they could keep the spotlight on it to a certain degree. Playing, I would think it's hard. It's impossible for me to put myself in their shoes, actually, you know, the African-American NBA players. But, you know, I would imagine that you could keep the spotlight on it more if you were playing. I mean, right now, their uniforms are decked out with certain slogans. They can put what they want on there, and maybe they'll amp that up, whatever the players want to do. And that's why I think Silver's such a good commissioner. He's going to make sure his players, you know, feel like they have a voice, and they're not, you know, constrained of what they can do. So, but yeah, I think LeBron's a big part of this, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, I think you're totally right. If LeBron didn't want to play, the season would feel cheapened, right? I mean, it would feel like, okay, well, then this isn't – if LeBron – if one of the five best players in the NBA, three best players in the NBA, depending on who you want to ask about that in a particular moment, like right now, but if he's not playing, if Kawhi Leonard said, I'm not playing, and their team said they're not playing, that's two of the best teams in the league. If they sit down, anything else you do is going to be meaningless as far as a championship, because you're not going to feel like you saw the best teams playing. And that's where you're right. He has a lot of power. I do think LeBron, though, is kind of – this is just the nature of everything around LeBron. For the people who don't like him, if they come back and play, which they sounds like everyone's coming back to play and they will resume the season, people will say, oh, LeBron just did this for a stunt. You know, and if he sat out and said, no, I believe in this so much, not that he doesn't, but if they said, no, it's we're not playing at all, we are shutting it down, then the same people would say, well, there you go. LeBron thought he was going to lose. That's why he did this. There's no winning with some people in life. That's, I guess, what I'm saying is LeBron could make whatever decision he wanted to. The NBA could make whatever decision they wanted to. The players could all unify and say what they're doing as they are. And there are some people who just will always choose to see whatever cynical view of life they want to. And this is coming from a cynic. I am a very cynical person. But at some point, you do need to stop every time you see something that doesn't line up with what you think about the world and say, all right, why is that going on? And try to understand the other side. And that will get us further as a society, I think, much more than yelling at each other online, which I think does, as much as we all do it, it does very little. So there's got to be ways that we have better understanding, and hopefully that came out of this. We'll see. We'll take a break when we come back. The lawyers are getting involved in the Big Ten. Details next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find some slow traffic on 71 southbound between 670 and East Broad Street. Plan about a 5-minute backup in that area. And traffic is slow on I-70 westbound between Miller and the 71 East Split. Another 5-minute delay over there. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples has everything to start the school year right at amazing prices, no matter where school happens. This week at Staples, Apple AirPods are only $134. You save $25. Offer ends on the 29th. Limit 2. While supplies last, school on, save on at Staples. I'm Leanna Ray with fan traffic.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let's talk about snoring. It sucks for a few reasons. Number one, it robs you of your sleep. You wake up feeling exhausted. Number two, it robs your partner of sleep, which means they wake up angry with you. And number three, it's dangerous. Snoring that's most likely caused by sleep apnea isn't something you want to mess around with. But maybe you haven't done anything about it because you can't stand the thought of wearing a bulky mask to sleep in every night. Well, if that's you, Dr. Mark Levy is here to change your life. Dr. Mark Levy can help design a customized oral appliance that opens your airways and helps you breathe better. Oh, and it stops your snoring. That's good, too. It's quick and comfortable and an alternative to those bulky, loud CPAP machines. Dr. Mark Levy is highly skilled in treating sleep apnea and in-network with most medical insurance plans, including Medicare. Look, man, if you're snoring, not sleeping, you need to call Dr. Mark Levy's office today. Sleep apnea is dangerous. Do not mess around with it. You can get the help you need by calling Dr. Mark Levy direct at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP. That's 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Now at Panera Bread, get a You Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a You Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
The community has been phenomenal in their outpouring of love and support for the caregivers of Mount Carmel. They are putting themselves at risk. They're putting their families at risk. They are extending themselves in ways that they probably didn't anticipate when they got into a healthcare organization. And on behalf of our team, I am very grateful to the community for that support. I'm Lorraine Lutton, and I'm the new CEO at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
It's pro football time, and the Fan and Bud Light want to make it more exciting. Join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League. Pick your teams every week, and you could win the weekly prize or go on to win the season-long grand prize. A Bud Light man cave, including a 65-inch smart TV, new furniture, a kegerator, neon Bud Light sign, and a cool customized Ohio license plate sign. Visit 971thefan.com to join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League and enjoy season-long fun and maybe win a man cave and more.
Okay, let's begin. Morning Juice, Bishop and Laurinaitis, Rothman and Ice, Common Man and T-Bone, The Buckeye Show, Ohio State Athletics, Blue Jackets Hockey, Crew Soccer, the NFL, and even more things I don't have time to say. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual Summer Sticker Sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time at Kia's Summer Sticker Sales event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash and $2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month with no contracts and a safe contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW. Don't sweat it. Call Care Heating and Cooling and we'll fix your air conditioner fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
WGU is different than any other university. Accredited online learning you can do at any time. no lectures. Study when and where you want. Nonprofit WGU orients everything we do around you. You receive a dedicated mentor to guide you through your degree attainment. Our technology and learning environment is built around you. WGU degree programs start at the first of the month, all year long. Visit ohio.wgu.edu.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Don't worry, we don't get Bones analogies either. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man today. Panama Ted is back in the Fan Studios, which are sponsored by Lindsay Honda. Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. You can visit lindsayhonda.com for more. Biddle, I haven't asked you this because we haven't been on the air together yet during this whole pandemic, but you're broadcasting from home. I'm broadcasting from home. I'm in my basement. What part of the house are you in? Where have you been situated when you do these shows?
I am also in my beautiful unfinished basement. It's my office anyway. So down here in the basement, loving it, man. Loving it. Yeah. I'd rather be in the studio with you. This is the next best thing.
Yeah, I know. Like, the studio aspect is a lot of fun, and I like having the ability to see the person I'm talking to. That is good. But if the option was, like, be in a building where you can't see someone, then at least it's like, but you get to stay home. Like, at least they've got us at home. So I think that part is much better. And what's amazing to me is I don't think the bosses need to know that, like, we should just tell them we're back at the studio. Whenever this all gets lifted and we can go back in, we should just be like, oh, yeah, we're there. Yep, we're all there. I'm definitely not broadcasting from home still.
Like, we're wearing pants.
How many times are they going to swing by and look in? I mean, they're not going to look. Like, they're just going to be like, all right, you guys are in there? We're like, yep, we're in the studio. Please don't come in and bug us during the show. It's very distracting. And then we just stay at home all day. That's what I think we should do. Just keep it at home. I'm all for it, man. Other than, you know, the occasional, like, maybe once a year, we all get in the studio. We get to see each other's faces again, find out how fat everybody got, and then we go back home. That's my goal. That's what I'm trying to do. So we'll see.
That sounds like the plan, man. Yeah, if you can do your job from home, why not? I know a lot of companies, you know, outside of media are now, like, with people going back to work. I know this has been going on for a while. Some companies I've read stories basically just want people to go back in the office just because that's how they've always done it, not because they think they're going to be more productive. I'm like, listen, I mean, that's never a good modus operandi. Why do you do this? Because that's the way we've always done it.
Oh,
it's like,
man,
if they can be as much or as productive or more at home because they're not worrying about commuting and all that other stuff, you know, you might be saving costs by not having them come in.
You wouldn't have to have as big of a building. Work from home. You could have a smaller building. Yeah, I'm totally with
that. That's right.
You think that would work out better. So we'll see. But either way, glad you're on with us, even if we are talking to each other from our basements. It's still fun. So this story is certainly, we know it's not going to go away for a while, but there's a new twist in the Big Ten not having a season saga. And the latest is that I believe it's, well, there's a number of Nebraska football players, Dave, that are filing a lawsuit against the Big Ten. Let's tell the people about it.
Yeah, so specifically, Bone, 8 Nebraska football players have filed a lawsuit, and they don't want money. They want answers. They want the football season reinstated is the main thing. Short of that, they want answers. They want transparency. They want to know exactly who voted for what. The problem is there wasn't really an official vote. Minnesota's president, you know, threw water on that. You know, they came out and said that there actually was not a vote, which backed up what Penn State's AD said and other, you know, unnamed ADs and presidents had indicated. So, but they filed this lawsuit today. The Big Ten has already responded, Bone, and I don't know, maybe since we've been on there, maybe the last 20 minutes, Big Ten is saying, quote, there is no merit to this lawsuit. The statement's longer than that. They didn't just release like a terse one-line statement.
Yeah, there's no merit. They gave more details in this than they did any of the time previously. That's encouraging.
Right. Yes.
Maybe they're learning.
Kevin Warren did. That's right. Kevin Warren was not the one releasing the statement, so it actually had, like, you know, some actual information in it. It wasn't just regurgitation of what he had said previously. Now, something like this, is it going to work? I don't think so, but it doesn't hurt. I think if you're holding on any hope for a season, meaning a fall season for the Big Ten, keeping the heat on is the best way to do it. I do feel like they're not going to change their minds. I hope I'm wrong, because even if they feel like they made the wrong decision, Bone, and I don't know if they feel like that, but let's say they feel like there's been, because of the medical technology, the medical science of the last few weeks, that and the numbers going the right way. I know here in Franklin County, we've gone from a level 3 emergency now down to a level 2. My kids will be going back to school, at least in a hybrid sense, instead of doing the e-learning, so we're moving the right way. I think even if that they believe that they made a mistake on August 11th, they jumped the gun, and they feel like there's a way to get the season in, and they feel like the other Power 5 conferences other than the Pac-12 are going to play, I still don't think that they would swallow their pride, Bone, and admit they made a mistake and go back on it. But go Huskers. I like that they're fighting the good fight here. I don't think it's going to work, but I applaud what Nebraska is doing.
I find that lawsuit very interesting, because you're right. They're not seeking money. They literally say in the lawsuit, we are seeking whatever the legal term would be for reversing all this and giving us football. Like, I forget what they say, like a redress of grievances or something like that. But basically saying, yeah, reverse your decision and let us play football. And I do think, as much as I support wanting to have football, you know, in an ideal world, the problem is I see for these players from a legal standpoint, again, not a lawyer, that they're coming at it saying, you're breaking our contract. And I would believe the judge would say, well, what contract is that? And I don't know what the answer is there, because they do play football voluntarily. This is one of the frustrating parts of all the times where, like, people like me have been saying, I wish the players could organize. I wish there was some group that would get a seat at the table when these coaches and ADs and power brokers in college football get to make all these decisions. The vast majority of the people in college football have no say in it. And that's where I've thought for years, Northwestern players wanting to unionize, some of the other discussions. If that had happened, there wouldn't probably have been a situation like this, because something would have had to been done to address all players across all conferences, and not just one conference saying we can't play, another conference saying we can play. And that's where it's, we can't undo that now, but I hope that this leads to the parents that have, you know, led this charge and some of these players filing this lawsuit. Good. I hope that organizational desire can be maintained beyond whatever happens this fall with this football season.
Yeah. And what's happening in college football, Bone, reminds me a lot of boxing and where, you know, why boxing really fell apart there. It's coming back a little bit. I love boxing, full disclosure, but the biggest problem with boxing is there's not one governing body. That's why I think UFC does a great job. You know, Dana White might be a jerk, but man, he's a great businessman. And it's like there is one governing body. That's how it works. With boxing, you got like 50 different, like, you know, championship belts and everything. There needs to be one governing body. College football, same deal. There should be like a czar of college football, a commissioner of college football, not the president of the NCAA, Mark Emmert, a very feckless leader, terrible leader, has no power. So now you have the Power 5 conferences just doing whatever they want. There needs to be some unity, to your point. The players, the conferences themselves, they should all be making this decision together. There shouldn't be 40% of the Power 5 conferences not playing, the other 60% playing. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen, even for 2020 standards.
Yeah.
And I keep coming back to this, Bone. If they are able to play, those other three conferences are able to play and finish their seasons and crown a national champion, and Ohio State and the rest of the Big Ten and the Pac-12 sitting at home watching Alabama and Clemson play, and the Buckeyes are sitting there just watching it, and they were told they can't play because of coronavirus concerns, and the season goes off, I don't want to say without a hitch. There's probably going to be things that happen like we're seeing in Major League Baseball. But I bet you they will forge ahead in conferences like the SEC. And if that happens and they finish their season, saying the Big Ten has egg on its face would be a vast understatement. It's going to be the biggest blunder in sports history. And I can't even think of a close second.
Yeah, I understand that. I do think, though, like, on the same token, like we talked about earlier, if LeBron and the Lakers weren't playing in the NBA, you know, playoffs, that negates the finals to a large degree because one of the best teams isn't playing. I don't know how anyone could look at this championship if they get one in and say it's legitimate for Bama or Clemson or whoever were to win it, because Ohio State, which you know is one of the best four teams in the country, didn't have a shot to even play, let alone get into the playoffs. So that is the Big Ten's fault, but that's something that I think as we go forward, if this does actually happen, I can't see a way that that is ever looked at as legitimate by anyone outside of that school, because it shouldn't be. It would be a ridiculous notion to think that you're actually the real champion when you haven't even played potentially the best team in the country. I've got a few more thoughts on that, but we'll also talk about the Bills. They've made a bizarre decision that we'll tell you about next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find an I-70 downtown split eastbound at the 71 East Split. There's an injury crash blocking the ramp to northbound I-71. Police are on scene trying to get things clear, but this area will remain closed until further notice. You might want to avoid this in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples has everything to start the school year right at amazing prices, no matter where school happens. This week at Staples, Apple AirPods are only $134. You save $25. Offer ends on the 29th, limit 2, while supplies last. School on, save on at Staples. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic brought to you by Paneltown and Floors. Their experienced staff, unparalleled customer focus, extensive knowledge, and unmatched selection will take your flooring visions to reality. Paneltown.com.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste, but we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches. And our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
Why is Culver such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay, using fresh dairy from America's family farms. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let me tell you about Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration. It's going on Thursday through Saturday, August 27th through the 29th, out at their location in Canal Winchester. It's going to be socially distanced, it's going to be safe, and it's going to save you a lot of money on Kinetico. How about $700 off a Kinetico K5 drinking water station like what I have in my house? Get the funk out of your water and check out KineticoColumbus.com to find out more about their 50th anniversary celebration.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Friday night, live local sports here on The Fan. Start of the high school football season of the state of Ohio. The Dick Masheter Ford High School Game of the Week.
Presented by Raising Cane's at Gahanna and Reynoldsburg.
Coverage Friday at 6:30 on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia. On Route 23 in Lewis Center, 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down, 84 months at 4.19% APR, plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
At Fifth Third Bank, we hold ourselves to a higher standard. Just look at our name, Fifth Third. Five-thirds equals 166.7%. So, according to the laws of mathematics, we're obligated to put 166.7% into everything we do. From our great customer service, to our security solutions, to providing our customers access to one of the largest networks of fee-free partner ATMs with over 50,000 nationwide. This is banking a Fifth Third better.
Fifth Third Bank National Association, member FDIC.
My most important job is mom, and I also make a living at my dream job. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm the fashion jewelry buyer at the Diamond Cellar. I get to scour the world for amazing pieces and bring them back to Columbus. I envision the woman who will fall in love with each piece, who she is, and what she's celebrating. And when it happens, I'm thrilled. Ladies, you deserve something amazing. Find it at the Diamond Cellar. Proud to be Columbus's family jeweler for 70 years.
The off-season is a myth. Serving you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to feed your sports addiction. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Broadcasting live from the Tacoma Dome. Here's Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Happy Thursday to you. No Common Man today, but Dave Biddle is filling in for Man. Bids is going to do Bone of Education, so I guess it should be Biddle of Education. What are we learning about today, Bids?
Shrimp. You're going to find out everything you need to know about shrimp, kids. Maybe not everything, but you're going to find out some cool stuff about shrimp, our little friends.
Yeah. You know, I was telling you before the show, like, we started doing Bone of Education back in March because, you know, they sent the kids home from school. We were home, you know, here at the time. Like, every sport was completely shut down. And I remember thinking back then, like, wow, what are we going to talk about every day for 3 hours with no sports going on? And as it turned out, there were plenty of sports stories, but I jokingly mentioned to Mike, like, back, because in the 70s, there was, I'm trying to remember what exactly it was, but they had to shut the schools down for a while. I want to say due to an energy crisis, fuel shortages, things like that. So as part of the effort to conserve energy, they just didn't have schools open in Columbus for a handful of months, I want to say. And when they did that, all the local TV stations and even some radio stations donated airtime to school teachers so they could at least continue teaching a curriculum. Because back in the 70s, we didn't have Zoom. We didn't have, you know, Microsoft Teams. We couldn't get on there and figure out it. We didn't have cell phones, let alone any of that. So that was kind of the idea behind Bone of Education. And now we're to a point where some sports are back. Schools are starting back up. So I think we're probably going to end Bone of Education sooner than later, but maybe we will do like a weekly podcast where we have a Bone of Education once a week. So I don't, you know, have to do it every day, but once a week could be fun. And then maybe I'll have you on Bids as a guest and we can recap like shrimp, but we could do like a half hour on it instead of 5 minutes. So if you're up for that, depending on how much we have of shrimp content today, you might get another call.
Well, in case you do get rid of the segment, I'm glad I'm getting in before you end it, because it's a really cool segment. And it's funny hearing you talk about, like, when, you know, back in March when everything shut down. I don't know if you and I have talked about this. I don't think we have. You're a very big NASCAR fan. Me, not so much in the past. And one of the good things that come out of 2020, Bone, is I have discovered the greatness that is NASCAR.
Really?
You know, it was really the first one to come back. I've adopted Ryan Blaney as my driver. I put something on Twitter.
Oh,
like,
did you?
NASCAR fans. This is like a few months ago. I'm like, NASCAR fans, I'm new to the party here. I need a favorite driver. I'm taking suggestions, but you have to give a reason why. People are giving a lot of good suggestions. As I've learned now, I probably should have taken the Kevin Harvick suggestion or Denny Hamlin. Definitely Harvick because he just wins every race.
Yeah,
but I picked Blaney because he's an Ohio guy. His dad, nicknamed the Buckeye Bullet. His dad's got a great first name too, Dave Blaney. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's it, Buckeye Bullet. Even though that's not his name, but it's his dad's name. So that's my guy, Ryan Blaney. And I've been watching NASCAR. Even now that other sports are back, still following along with NASCAR. It's easy though. I thought I'd be excited about the Reds, and they are terrible. So there you go, Bone. That was the.
Hey man,
I thought you would love that I have now picked up NASCAR. So next time you go on a road trip to Bristol, you got to take me with you.
Oh, dude, we'll hook you up. And I mean, me and Ted are always talking NASCAR. YRB, Young Ryan Blaney is what they call him. And yeah, I've watched his dad race. The Blaney family owns Sharon Speedway up near the Pennsylvania border.
Yes,
out past Youngstown. And I've never been up there, but I plan to go sometime. But yeah, his family owns that, runs that. His grandfather, Lou Blaney, I think was the one that started all that. So yeah, the Blaneys racing in Ohio, it's a big deal. So you picked Ryan Blaney, I don't think you could do worse than that, or much better than that, I should say. That's a pretty good call. So I'm excited for the Dave Biddle NASCAR fandom. This is good to know. We'll be quizzing you throughout the next couple of days. That's good. This story is a little weird, and Bids, I figured you had some perspective on this too, being in the media. You know how this goes. But the Bills have banned their own reporter for violating the team's media policy. Chris Brown is a radio host for them. He is also a web reporter for them. He covers practices. He's been covering training camp and everything going on there. He has been suspended from all their platforms, according to multiple sources that have told The Athletic this. The Bills aren't saying exactly what he did or why, but they said that apparently somewhere along the line, he posted some info from practice that was deemed to be over the line and too much for the average fan to know about their dear team. So they said 3 days later, after he violated some of this reporting, he was pulled from One Bills Live, which is their radio station show that they have. Social media, he was not put on there. He was not put on their website anymore. The indication is he's been suspended but not fired, but it's very odd with the Bills. Another little part of this is that the marketing staff, which is only three people, but they have all quit and apparently just walked off the job and said they've had it and they don't want to be there anymore either. We're not sure if this is related to that, but it is something that just makes you wonder about what's going on in the front office for the Bills, that they're suspending their own reporter and the marketing staff is quitting. It doesn't sound great.
Yeah, Bone, the in-house reporter to me, basically just, you know, getting his job taken away from him, at least getting suspended, is so interesting because it's rare to see that with, you know, like I follow the Bengals and their in-house guy, Jeff Hobson, does a great job, but he would never like write anything like disparaging about Mike Brown, even though I'm sure he'd like to. He would never report injuries if they didn't want him to. And that's par for the course with, you know, people that are employed through the team. And to see something like this is very rare. It would be like, on a much, you know, more local level, it'd be like Ohio State suspending their SID for giving too much information. That would just never happen. I mean, they're like PR for the university. Same deal with these NFL, you know, we see an MLB, NHL, all over. I mean, the men and women that write for the team's website is basically a mouthpiece for the website or a mouthpiece for the organization. So to see him get suspended basically and barred from team activities and can't report on the team is very rare and very interesting. We'll see how long this lasts if he's able to get his job back. And it had something to do with him reporting injuries. Is that what it was?
Well,
coaches do get bent out of shape about that. There's no doubt about it.
It apparently wasn't just that. Apparently he was on One Bills Live. The day after they had released their 2020 media policy, which does say in the media policy the Bills put out that they believe that anything from practice that involves game strategy, snap counts, or which units players are working out, they say that is forbidden and that is for competitive reasons. They don't want that info getting out. So apparently on the next day, Chris Brown was on with Steve Tasker, who's apparently the co-host of this One Bills Live show. And Brown said, at least today, AJ Epenesa was lining up on the left side. In college, he was mostly on the right side his senior year. And Tasker says defensive left, and he goes, yeah. So he was on defensive left today, primarily with the second team. It was him, Jerry Hughes, Trent Murphy. The second group was AJ and Mario Addison. And so, like, he is laying out a lot of info that I guess you're not supposed to want out there. But if you're a fan, don't you eat that stuff up? Like, at what point are you not serving the fans? Why have a news department if you're not going to let them report what's going on? I get they don't want them to give the whole playbook out, but telling him which players are playing where, and especially like a guy that you just took in. I mean, you just drafted this defensive end. You're trying to see what he can do. I mean, I don't understand why people wouldn't want that info out there, at least to the fans. You don't have to give them the whole playbook, but
exactly. He's not saying, okay, they ran these new trick plays and here's exactly what they look like. Here's exactly what these new trick plays look like, telling the opponent. This is a little different, I would say, saying AJ Epenesa, Iowa product, is lining up on the left side instead of the right side. That's not exactly like classified information there, I'm sure.
He's going to flip around all season. They're going to line him up different places all year. Like, you know,
imagine a defensive lineman. I know. Imagine defensive linemen doing that, Bone, lining up all over the defense. We just never, ever see that on any level. Oh, wait, we see it all the time. So, yeah, that they're getting bent out of shape about that is interesting. It's funny, though, when you talk about access, when I first started covering the team, picked a good year to do it. 2002 was my first year covering Ohio State. They won the national championship that year. Every practice was open to the media. Jim Tressel's second year, every practice. Then he started tapering it off a little bit in future years because – just what we're talking about, like, but it was information about what plays they were running, you know, people were reporting on. So he started to taper it off. When Urban took over, a lot was open early, but not during the season. He had everything open in the spring, and it's like every year it feels like more and more gets cut out, you know. Now Ryan Day does a good job, but it's just funny thinking back how we've gone from every practice at Ohio State being open to we'll get snippets here and there during the season. Maybe they'll have the first three periods open. And that was, you know, my point to that was the reason for that getting tapered off through the years was just too much information was getting out. You think back to 2002, it doesn't feel that long ago, but we had the internet then, but people weren't out there. We didn't have Twitter yet. People aren't giving like live updates at practice and stuff like that. So, but again, when you have a, you know, the guy who is the reporter of the team getting suspended for reporting on the team, that's interesting. That's very rare.
Yeah, it certainly is. And maybe he should have read that policy a little bit more, but, I still think the fans aren't served by that policy. I mean,
no, you're right.
At the end of the day, if you're not keeping your fans interested, and I guess there are a lot of fans that would show up no matter what, but it's always good to give them info. And I think that's usually the side I would want to err on, but that's how you get the access. If you don't give the info, sometimes that's what you have to do. How much would you pay for a piece of sports history? We'll talk about that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find an injury accident still blocking the ramp to northbound I-71 from I-70. There is a police and wrecker on scene trying to get things clear, but traffic is still slow as it recovers and continues to build. This will remain closed until further notice. You might want to avoid this in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples has everything to start the school year right at amazing prices, no matter where school happens. This week at Staples, Apple AirPods are only $134. You save $25. Offer ends the 29th, limit 2, while supplies last. School on, save on. At Staples. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda Accord today for $239 a month for 36 months with $25.99 due at lease signing. Accord, a Car and Driver 10 best, a record 34 times for just $239 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a U-Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
I think our community has come together.
People donating food, the signs, the cards, the flowers.
If I were to say anything to the people of Columbus for what they've done, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have been so privileged and so blessed by everyone's support.
I'm Zach.
I'm Laura.
I'm Lorraine Lutton, and we work at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
It's pro football time, and the Fan and Bud Light want to make it more exciting. Join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League. Pick your teams every week, and you could win the weekly prize or go on to win the season-long grand prize. Hey! A Bud Light man cave, including a 65-inch smart TV, new furniture, a kegerator, neon Bud Light sign, and a cool customized Ohio license plate sign. Visit 971thefan.com to join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League and enjoy season-long fun and maybe win a man cave and more.
In need of a distraction? That's what we do best. Our hosts are expertly trained in the field of nonsense. Unplug your brain and plug us in. Proud to be your home for the Buckeyes, Blue Jackets crew, and forgetting about the world for a while. The Fan.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at WowWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
It's easy to get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. At Meijer, buy five, save five is back. Mix or match five items from across the store and save $5 instantly. Get Coca-Cola or Pepsi 24 packs for only $5.49 plus deposit where applicable. And Breyers 48-ounce ice cream for just $2.50. Plus, get all the deals delivered with Meijer Home Delivery at Meijer.com. Some exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia. On Route 23 in Lewis Center, 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down, 84 months at 4.19% APR, plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. One is angry, the other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald?
Here's Man and Bone.
Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man today. We have got Bone of Education coming up. Biddle of Education, top of the hour. We're going to learn about shrimp. But before we get to that, Bids, are you much of a memorabilia guy? Do you have you had a collection in the past? Do you have anything you've collected, you know, recently? Or are you a sports memorabilia guy?
Not really. As a kid, I was. I still have all my baseball cards, much to my wife's chagrin. We're the opposite of hoarders, but the one thing I hoard, I will not even though I'm sure like most of them are common cards that I have in the boxes, but yeah, you just can't take that chance. I still have my albums. And back then I would get, you know, autographs. Like I've got, you know, some decent autographs, but you know, despite that I'm a massive sports fan, I was never a memorabilia guy, probably because I'm cheap too.
Well, that stuff
is expensive, my man. As I know you're going to get into.
You mentioned sports cards. I have recently gotten back into like collecting cards, and yeah, it's not cheap, and it's already starting to put on a little dent because I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just pick this up on eBay. Oh yeah, snag that rookie card on eBay, and all of a sudden you're like, how much did I spend this month on rookie cards or on buying a box of cards looking for that, you know, special rookie card? But yeah, don't look now, Bids. You might want to go back and check, see what you have, because stuff has things have changed, and the sports card game has come back. But now you get your cards graded. That's the thing. You don't just sell them. You send them off to a grading company. They put them in a little casing, and they give it a grade, and then you can have it verified. They're like, no, this is legitimately a mint condition card. This company says it is. Just like you would with an autograph, where you get like a hologram or something that verifies it. That's what they do now. So it's turned into big business. And
it's not just the guy at the flea market telling you, no, this is a mint card. You're going to need this one.
Looking at like, that corner's all bent and it's a little, like, no, it's mint. Yeah, it's just the lighting. You're not seeing it right in the little case. No, you can get it. They seal them up. You can't take them out of these cases once you send them off to get graded. They stay in there unless you break the case open and take the card out. It doesn't like open and close. So yeah, it's gotten to be pretty big business, but all those costs that I just mentioned to you of buying like sports cards probably going to pale into comparison what you're going to get for this piece of memorabilia, because Kobe Bryant in his final game at the Staples Center, of course, he dropped 60 in that game. He had, if you remember it, it was a pretty legendary way to go out. His last season wasn't that memorable, but this last game certainly was. And on the court for that last game, they had a big number 8 on the court, one of his, you know, two numbers. He had 8 and 24. And so the number painted white, outlined in Lakers purple, was signed by Kobe before he walked off the floor for the last time. And so that piece of flooring, that like big long, you know, wooden section of the floor, they have lifted it, they have cut it out, and that is up for auction. And I would assume, being in Los Angeles, the amount of Lakers fans there are who have access to ridiculous amounts of cash, that's probably going to go for at least 500 grand or a million. I mean, I would think that's going to fetch a lot of money.
I agree with you. It'd be one thing if it was like even a basketball signed by Kobe. Let's say it was his last basketball he signed. That would go for, you know, tons. The floor, with, right the on floor. The number 8. I mean, yeah, I'm with you. This, yeah, I think this will go for a million or more. Yeah, exactly. Kobe Bryant, a beloved figure there. Even people that might not have been huge Kobe fans, I think were just taken aback. Everybody appreciated his brilliance as a basketball player. But, I mean, everybody mourned that death. And so you have the timing. You have a lot of money in Los Angeles. You have an all-time sports superstar who transcended sports. You know, anybody who's not even a sports fan, no, they knew who Kobe Bryant was. By the way, speaking of this, I couldn't believe this. My wife said something to my daughter yesterday about Tiger Woods. We were talking about great athletes. My daughter, 13 years old, in eighth grade, said, "Who's Tiger Woods?" We both looked at each other. We're like, whoa. And then we went through some other. I'm like, wait, do you know who Michael Jordan is? She goes, "Of course I know who Michael Jordan is." I'm like, okay. What about Kobe Bryant? Yep. What about Serena Williams? Yep. Didn't hear, had never heard of Tiger Woods.
She'd never come across Tiger Woods. Well, I mean, if you said that to like Beamer or Timmy, those guys would fall out of their chair. Rothman.
They would hate my daughter.
Yeah. They're all, well, they're all golf guys.
They would have hate for my daughter. I know, man.
Matt Hayes is too. Matt Hayes is a big golf guy too. Like all of them would probably be flabbergasted that your daughter didn't know who Tiger Woods is, but that's okay. Like I had to explain my daughter, my oldest is 10. And she knew who LeBron James was, like, no problem. But then when The Last Dance came on, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch this thing about Michael Jordan. She was like, well, what did Michael Jordan do? And I'm like, oh, well, he played basketball and played it better than anyone in the world probably ever has. And then turned himself into a global icon because of shoes in a way that, like, no one ever had before him. And then she's like, oh, you mean like Jordans? And I'm like, yes. So she knew Jordans, but she did not know that Michael Jordan was the reason they were named that, which I found interesting.
That's funny. It's the country. Maybe the kids, some of the kids think it was named after the country Jordan. So like, no, there actually was this basketball player who was pretty good at the basketball. Yeah, LeBron James was another one I quizzed my daughter with. I'm thinking, wait, how has Tiger Woods not crossed over to this very younger generation? You know, it's, and she could just be an outlier, but she's, again, she's my daughter. You know, she knows a little bit about sports. She plays sports, has never heard of Tiger Woods. Now, she doesn't care about golf, so that's a big part of it, but there you go.
Yeah, there you go. One of the biggest sports stars. It's interesting to find out what your kids are, what's on their radar and what's not. It's always a weird thing to find out and look at life through their eyes sometimes. We'll do Bone of Education next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find that off-ramp has reopened from I-70 at the 71 East split. Traffic is still stop and go from the 71 315 West, though, as traffic begins to recover. Plan on some heavy slowdowns in this area as traffic continues to build about a 10-minute backup. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples has everything to start the school year right at amazing prices, no matter where it happens. This week, select Marble Comp books, Elmer's glue, and dual-size pencil sharpeners are just 25 cents each. In-store only, offer ends the 29th, limit 6. While supplies last, school on, save on at Staples. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Things that are better new. Underwear, gum, cars and trucks. At Dick Masheter Ford, we have plenty of new cars and trucks and we'll take care of all your automotive needs. How about up to $13,000 off a new Ford? Yep, we can sell at a lower price than anyone because we keep our overhead incredibly low. And we are the only Ford dealership to offer complimentary unemployment protection on every car sold. Remember, my friend Dick Masheter is the fastest growing dealer in Columbus. Close Sundays because it's the right thing to do.
At Mountain Dew, we support the best and baddest disaster relief group in America, Team Rubicon. To show our support of Team Rubicon, Mountain Dew put in $1 million. And now you can help Team Rubicon too. Look for specially marked Team Rubicon bottles of Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, and Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Enter for a chance to win weekly prizes at MountainDewTR.com and donate to Team Rubicon. You'll earn exclusive rewards when you do. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 and older, subject to rules at MountainDewTR.com. Ends 10-3-20.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Flu season is just around the corner, and now you can get your flu shot right here for free. Schedule your appointment today at Kroger.com/flu.
Thursdays were made for boneless wings. So get to Buffalo Wild Wings on Boneless Thursdays for buy one, get one free boneless wings. Served hot to your table or to go with takeout and delivery. BOGO of equal value free. Available at participating locations. Size exclusions may apply. Not valid with any other offer. Availability of dine-in varies by location. Delivery is subject to availability and fees may apply. Delivery and takeout is for a limited time. Sports are coming back, and all of the action can be games on over 25 giant screens. Great food and local brews. Plus, dive into the crab boil, a seafood lover's dream. It's all at Hollywood Casino. Visit HollywoodColumbus.com for more. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease a 2020 Honda CR-V today for $229 a month for 36 months with $3,099 due at lease signing. CR-V, the best-selling crossover utility vehicle over the past decade for just $229 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. The sports world continues to take action, seeking social awareness in response to the controversial shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The NBA, for a second straight day, will postpone their playoff games, but have said they will resume possibly tomorrow. At the urging of their players who make up the hockey diversity group, the National Hockey League has postponed their two games that were scheduled for tonight, Philadelphia and the Islanders, Vegas and Vancouver. A number of NFL teams called off their practices today. While three Major League Baseball games were postponed for the same reason last night, one today has already been scratched. That's Texas against Oakland. Because of last night's postponement in Milwaukee, the Cincinnati Reds and the Brewers will play a doubleheader this evening. Sonny Gray and Wade Miley pitching for the Reds. Adrian Hauser and Josh Lindblom for the Brewers. Indians have the night off. Eight Nebraska football players have filed suit against the Big Ten Conference, seeking a reversal of the league's decision to postpone fall football. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
And from every dime a dog night in the Midwest,
because he's fat.
Here's Man and Bone.
No common man today. Dave Biddle filling in for him. We'll do Biddle of Education in just a moment. We're going to learn about shrimp. The bids, I saw this before we get into the educational part of our program. Michael Jordan has emerged, apparently, as a voice during the meetings that went down the last, 24, 36 hours on players sitting down in the NBA. And I find that very unique. They said that Michael Jordan was seen in these meetings as someone who the owners, of course, were willing to listen to because he is an owner, but also someone that all the players respected because he's Michael freaking Jordan. And it occurs to me that in this time that we're in right now, where the NBA certainly has a lot of different social issues that they are speaking on, Michael Jordan does sit in a unique place there, does he not? Where who wouldn't listen to Michael Jordan right now? Players listen to him, owners listen to him, fans would listen to him. So I'm curious to see what his role becomes in all of this, if there is one, because he's famously been someone who really doesn't, step out and give maybe his personal opinion on every single issue that's going on in the world. I wonder if that will change in this scenario.
Yeah, he does seem like he's evolved a little bit in that area, and probably because of some of the criticism he's received over the years, and I think the documentary brought that to light, the Republicans buy sneakers too, and, not supporting some African-American congressmen or people that are running for Congress, although then it came out he actually, was sending money to the campaign. He just didn't want to make it public. And right. It was tougher back then. I think we have to acknowledge that, although the counterpoint to that is, well, guys like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Muhammad Ali came well before Jordan, so it wasn't like he would have been the first one to speak out. But it still was a lot tougher in that era for athletes to speak out. They have more of a voice now. But to your point, Bone, I agree. Michael Jordan is the perfect man to talk to both sides. And again, I think it's great that they have Adam Silver too as the commissioner, because the players don't look at him as a guy that they can't trust. They trust Adam Silver. Maybe not everything, but as far as the relationship between professional players and their commissioner goes, couldn't get much better than that. Probably couldn't get any better than that. But Michael Jordan, as you mentioned, he is an owner of a team. He's the most revered basketball player of all time by most people. And I mean, even LeBron James, that's his idol. It was Kobe Bryant's idol. And those people, you know, you're going to have people that are fans of those guys saying they're better than Jordan. And they're idolizing Jordan. So, yeah, if he can get everybody on the same page, and his voice means so much. And to his credit, he is speaking out more. He gave a massive donation after the George Floyd situation, and he's been speaking out more, not just using his money. I'm sure his detractors will say he can do a lot more, but, you know, at least he's coming around in that respect. But, yeah, I think Michael Jordan's the perfect guy to help them figure out what they want to do and get both sides on the same page.
Yeah, and I know that some people will say, all right, well, what did all this protesting accomplish? And you know, I think part of it is the fact that there are owners, and not necessarily singling out Michael Jordan here, but there are owners who probably certainly have the means and agree with their players on a lot of the issues that the players are speaking about, you know, when it comes to police brutality or any of the other things that are out there. And yet those owners may not have been able to, or may not have thought that they should be public in their support or do something further than just put out a statement from the team. And I saw today that the Rockets, I guess, they've announced that their home facility, their home arena in Houston is going to be used. I'm not sure when this will start, but they said it'll be used as an early voting site to give people more access to vote. So whatever side of the political aisle you're on, I think we should all agree that it's good when people want to come out and vote for an election. That's what we all should be doing, have a voice in who's going to run our country and who's going to run our state and local governments. So that is something that would seem to be already coming out of what has happened, where you had a team sit down, one of the teams not playing, and then their ownership group says, hey, we can help further an ability for people to have a voice and open up voting at our arena. So that's going to happen. I would think that's a good thing for the people in Houston, and hopefully that'll be something that maybe more owners take a look at. But yeah, I think the, you know, sitting by putting out statements, that time has passed, and good on the NBA players for saying, we're not just going to sit by and wear something on our shirt or put something on the court. We're going to try to make a more active stand. And I'm curious to see how the rest of that goes. And I'm curious to see how NBA owners factor into that. Michael Jordan, like I said, would certainly be a guy you would think would be a key figure there. Let's go ahead and do Bone of Education. Hit it, Ted.
School is out, but class is still in. Welcome to Bone of Education.
All right, today it's Biddle of Education, and you told me we're learning about shrimp, so I'm very excited to hear about our tasty friends of the sea. Tell me more.
That's right, Bone. And we're going to start with what I think is the most interesting factoid here. A shrimp's heart is located in its head, and shrimp is the only creature in the world where the heart is located in the head. How about that?
Wow, I did not know that. So does it have a brain? Is the brain next to the head, the heart, or is there just...
Yes.
Okay, so it's all
yes,
kind of one
both
item.
It's all, yeah. Yeah, they're neighbors.
Brain,
they're
heart,
in the old head.
Deal. Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, the lifespan of a shrimp, 1 to 7 years.
7 years? You could have a shrimp that lives 7 years? I don't know why I think that's old, but I don't know why I thought shrimp lived like more like insect lifespans of just like a year or two or less. I don't know why I thought
I was thinking the same thing. Now, and if you are a shrimp that lives 7 years, it means you're really good at evading fishermen, because we love to eat our shrimp. And not just in America, although we might be the leaders, but across the world. So that gets me to my next interesting tidbit about shrimp as we get into the culinary world here. 7 million tons of shrimp are consumed by human beings each year around the world. 7 million tons.
Wow.
And the industry is worth $50 billion a year.
Wow.
The commercial shrimp industry is a $50 billion. And that, you know, it's a massive number. But when I saw that, it's not even a huge surprise when you think about how much we love shrimp.
Yes,
we
you're
just
right.
love shrimp.
Well, I do wonder, like, I don't know if you saw this, because like, I know a lot of what you were looking at was some of the biological things and other things like that, but I wonder if people consume more shrimp, like cooked shrimp, or like cold cocktail shrimp. Like, I wonder how that is consumed more around the world. Because for me, like, I rarely have cooked shrimp. I'm not against it. I just rarely have it. But if I see, like, at any type of dinner party or anything, if there are cocktail shrimp, like, that's my go-to. That is, like, one of my favorite things. But I know many people don't like cold shrimp. They only like it hot. So I wonder which way people take it. Wonder what the more popular way is.
I wish I had the answer to that question because I've got so many facts here. You know, I did write down in order my favorite shrimp to eat, so I'll just get to that real quick.
Number one,
fried butterfly shrimp. Very healthy, too, with the fried but I love them. The massive shrimp I just love butterfly shrimp. Number two, shrimp cocktail, to your point. I mean, it's a close one, too. Shrimp cocktail, what a perfect appetizer. Yeah, if it's at a party, you better get some quickly because that thing is going fast. There'll be that one shrimp left because no one wants to take the last one unless you're a jerk. But the rest of the shrimp is going to go in like 5 minutes. So there better be another, you know, there better be more shrimp to put out at the party. But yeah, grilled, you know, shrimp cocktail is fantastic. And then number three, grilled shrimp. You take some raw shrimp, you throw it on the grill, shish kebab style, however you want to do it. It's tremendous and it doesn't take long to cook. But here's a couple other things.
All right.
I don't like this, but I think we all knew this probably. Farm raised shrimp now outnumbers wild shrimp. So we eat more farm-raised shrimp, and it's mostly from China, Southeast Asia. A lot of farm-raised shrimp that we eat, and now it's outnumbered. You know, for a while there was still more wild shrimp, and now farm-raised shrimp outnumber the wild shrimp that we eat. Shrimp, if you're wondering where it's found all over the world. I found this interesting, though. I thought it was pretty much just found in oceans, you know, and just saltwater in general. Three-fourths of the wild shrimp in the world are saltwater shrimp, but one-fourth of shrimp are found in freshwater, lakes, and rivers.
I did not know
there
that.
There you go. I'm out of interesting shrimp factoids. There you go.
All right, that's good. Thank you, Vince. I appreciate that.
And they're very tasty, yes. Oh, yeah. We knew that, too.
Yeah, they are. I have always wondered about the first person, and I'm not even saying, like, broadly, like, the first group of people who made shrimp their diet. I'm saying, like, at some point in human, you know, evolution, there had to be a moment where someone saw a shrimp and said, that is gross. And then someone else came and said, that also I believe to be gross. And another person, and another person. And then someone one day was like, my stomach is about to cave in on itself. I have not had any food for days or however long it's been because they couldn't find anything. And then they saw this little shrimp scooting around in a pool of water somewhere, and they said, I guess, I don't know, it's got legs, apparently it's got a heart and a brain up in its head, like it's a weird creature, but I'm going to give it a shot. And then they ate it and decided, I don't know, maybe they hated it, but they lived. And then someone else later was like, hey, I'm starving. They're like, well, you can eat those things. But somewhere along the line, someone had to take the plunge and eat a shrimp for the first time. And I would love to know where that person was mentally, other than just, I assume, complete starvation, because they do not look appetizing from the outside looking in.
Yeah, they look disgusting, and you know it's so funny. Like, hearing you talk, it reminds me of you picture someone out like crawling through the forest. They got lost, and they're starving to death, and they're willing to eat anything. Must have been something like that. Somebody that was just absolutely starving. I'll even eat this creature that looks like the slimiest, disgustingest thing in the world. And it turns out it's one of the most favorite foods across our wonderful earth here. It's not just in America. I think we like it the most, but across the world it's popular.
My brain has gone, my brain does this all the time. Like, I've talked about this before. The first person who did a handshake, that had to be the weirdest day for both people involved. Where, like, the first person is like, well, we agree on this. The other person's like, yes, we agree. And it's like, great. And then the one person's like, you know what? Put her there. And they're like, put what where? And it's like, grab my hand. And they're like, all right, I'm grabbing it. And it's like, now shake it violently. And it's like, shake it? And it's like, yes, shake it. Let's shake our hands together.
Firm. Make sure, like, it's firm.
We don't think about that now. But somewhere someone was like, that's an appropriate reaction. And someone else had to go, yeah, I co-signed that. That's good. What if the other person was like, get your dirty hand. Oh, I don't want to touch you. You're weird. And then that died. We don't even know what the other options were before handshake. There could have been so many other question marks that people had. Maybe they tried, like, kicking each other's. I don't know. Like, we don't know what it took to eventually get to handshake. But at some point,
so
it might have been something completely different. We don't know. I wonder
about
that.
Let me ask you this, Bone.
Yeah.
My brain's the same way. I just go off on weird tangents like that. But it's interesting, though. Maybe it's just interesting to us. But I haven't shook somebody's hand since all of this started. I was always a fist bump guy anyway. So I'm not. I was going to ask you, when's the last time you shook somebody's hand? It had to be early March for me, or whenever the last.
Well,
I don't know.
Okay,
February.
So I remember the last time I tried because we bought a house right before all this shut down, and so we bought our house and then sold our old house a few weeks later when everything had been shut down, and so we had a closing. And at the closing, my natural reaction is like to, you know, thank the, you know, mortgage guy, right? Our mortgage guy was great. And I reach over and he's like, ah, and I'm like, right, of course, ah, we don't shake hands now. It's Corona time. And so we just, you know, like gave a little salute, like hand on the forehead, like, yep, all right, good enough. We won't shake hands. That was the last time I remembered not thinking about it and just going for a handshake. So it's at least been 6 months. It's probably been longer than that, but yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I know, right? Something you never thought of before, and now
right.
You can't, like, if someone reached their hand out, you would just be like, where has this person, are they not paying attention to anything? We don't shake hands now. You can't do that. It's crazy talk. You don't do that. Thank you, Bids, for bringing us the shrimp update. We'll take a break. When we come back, we have an update on a weird story we talked about yesterday. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find that injury crash has cleared from the ramp to northbound I-71 from I-70, but traffic is still slow as it recovers. Plan about a 5-minute backup in this area. Traffic will be slow here for a little bit longer. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic is brought to you by Monogram Homes. Start your true custom home journey today with a builder you can trust. Monogram Homes. Visit Monogram Homes online at monogramhomes.net.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $18.50 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
I'm Jason from Brewery Vivant, and Grand Rapids is open.
I'm Debbie from Rosie's Place, and Indianapolis is open.
Business owners are doing more than reopening their doors. They're helping reopen America.
This is Wei from Falangtang, and Cincinnati is open.
Huntington is one of the top small business lenders in the country for a reason. Small business drives America. They've given us everything they've got, so let's show them our support.
Traverse City is open.
Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste, but we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches. And our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
Why is Culver such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay, using fresh dairy from America's family farms. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Hello, Central Ohio. This is Dr. T from Aesthetica Surgery and Spa. Is summer your favorite season? It is for me. And now that summer is in full force, it's a good time to get moving on your plans for that facelift or body contouring procedure that you've been thinking about doing in the fall. We'll answer all your questions and take you from feeling nervous to excited and then to thrilled with your results. Call me at 614-569-2649 or go to drannetaylor.com.
Bishop and Lauren Nice.
This morning, lined up doing construction, and they see me with two little girls and then two 10-pound dogs. You're like, all right, bro, look at me that way again. I'll be out later with the rocks.
Bishop and Lauren Nice.
Presented by Window Nation.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, done right. That's what I like.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-362-2000, 362-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. I'm a private real estate investor who can solve your real estate problems fast for cash. Do you want to sell and just be done with it? Okay, great. I buy vacant properties, boarded up houses, pre-foreclosures, and inherited properties. I also buy apartment buildings, rental portfolios, divorce homes. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. I look forward to solving your real estate problems today. Give me a call for an all-cash offer at 614-362-2000, 614-362-2000.
Rollout refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Getting fatter and angrier by the minute. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a good Thursday. Dave Biddle in for Common Man today. We're going to do Would You Rather coming up, 5 o'clock hour. Your chance to win fabulous prizes. And you can tweet your Would You Rathers now at manandbone971. So make sure you get those in. Bids, I know you're a big Bengals fan.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you, Paul Keels... Trying to think of who the other Bengals fans are here at the station. Matt
Platinum
Andrews
Fox.
Is. Oh yeah, Platinum Fox, of course, is a Bengals fan. How could
Don't
I forget
the boss, man.
Yeah. Well, you got Matty A, Matt Andrews too. So there's a good contingent of Bengals fans. Most of my like people that I interact with, especially online, most of the people I previous to all the coronavirus stuff that I interact with, I almost always get Browns fans because of my Browns fandom. So I always enjoy talking Bengals football just because it's just a break from talking all the Brown stuff that usually I'm talking about. And sometimes your team makes me feel better about my team. But now that you've got Joe Burrow, I think those days may be changing because I am a huge fan of what he can do. But this story, Bids, about Mackenzie Alexander is pretty insane. We talked about it yesterday, and there's a good update to this. So the father of Mackenzie Alexander, his name is John Audney Alexander. He's 65 years old. The story was last weekend, he and a friend went out into a park in Kissimmee Prairie Preserve State Park. They were walking and they went to go apparently pick what they're saying are palmetto berries. I'm not familiar with palmetto berries. I've never had them, but I assume they're worth going out and picking because these gentlemen did. They were looking for these berries, so fine. Then only one of the men came back, and it wasn't Mackenzie Alexander's father. So his dad was reported missing. He then flew down there to look for his dad or to try to find out some more info and apparently got into a confrontation with the man who was with him and beat him up or at least punched him. And that is where the story was yesterday. So we were all concerned about what happened to his dad. Well, now it turns out Thursday morning, that would be this morning, he walked up to a ranger station in that park and apparently had been out in the woods for the last few days, but they found him. He is safe and sound. So that's a good resolution of this, but it still leaves a lot of unanswered questions, I would think.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear that they found him. It just did not look good. You know, when Mackenzie Alexander had to go down there, you know, and as you mentioned in our you know, prep meeting, you know, when he went down there and beat the guy up, you assume the worst at that point. Now, you know, he was obviously concerned that his dad was missing, and he was probably assuming the worst himself. So I was pleasantly surprised when that news was released today that they found his father. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happened. Did the father want to stay longer? Was there some type of argument? Why was he left stranded? You know, at this berry patch, you know, I'm not too into the, maybe for the next bone of education, you can get into these berries.
I'm looking up palmetto berries right now.
Yeah. So, a very strange story. Sounds like it's going to have a happy ending. And the Bengals couldn't have, you know, to look at this from a football standpoint, the Bengals could not have afforded to lose another corner. They were already very, very thin there after losing Trey Waynes for what looks like the season. The other corner they got from the Vikings, they paid a lot more for Trey Waynes than they did for Mackenzie Alexander. So we'll see, but, you know, and we'll see what happens with his assault charge. You know, if, that's obviously something he's going to have to deal with. We'll see if that leads to a suspension. I don't think he has any previous strikes against him in the NFL, but I'd have to look that up to be sure. But thank goodness they found his father, because that just, it just had that feeling of, oh no, this man's never going to get found the way it sounded. So great news today.
Yeah. I mean, it for sure did not sound like it was off to a good start, and that's good to hear that it's been resolved, or at least the part about his dad being found okay. I would hope that the NFL, if there are, you know, he's apparently said he's going to plead not guilty to this and say, you know, that he didn't do this, or at least whatever he's being accused of, it didn't rise to that level. All I know is this. I would think even if he did punch somebody in frustration, I'm not saying that that justifies anything, but when you are looking for your dad and you're told by the person who last saw him, oh yeah, I don't know what happened. If he got an unsatisfactory answer and he thinks his dad is dead, you can understand he would be in a point of mental distress that wouldn't be the average rational thought, and maybe the judge would be a little more lenient on that. Either way, I would hope this doesn't affect his season. I would hope he'd be able to get back and play, because this just sounds like a bizarre story that has more twists to it. There's more to this story that's for sure going to come out, I would tend to think. So we'll have to wait and see, but I don't think my instinct's wrong on that. I think we're going to get more info at some point as to how this all
I agree
down.
With you. Yeah, especially with it being the NFL. Even though it's the Bengals, not exactly a premier franchise, we're going to hear more about this. I agree with you, Bone.
Yeah. This story, too, has some twists and turns. So Joe Mixon wants he wants a deal. He wants a new contract. And I don't think that a lot of people would blame him for wanting that contract. But the last couple days, he has apparently mispracticed due to migraines. And I can assure you that migraines would absolutely keep someone off the practice field. It makes total sense that if that's the condition he's dealing with, that he would, you know, certainly not practice. There's no reason to. But there are some people starting to speculate that maybe it isn't really a migraine. It's one of those injuries that you can't totally prove, you can't totally disprove. And so that's leading to speculation that maybe this is contract related. So Bids, I ask you, what do you think's going on there?
It's contract related. If I had to bet my life, if we were betting money, I would bet a lot of money, which to me is like $5, that it's contract related. Here's why. I don't even blame Joe Mixon if that's the case. For a running back who is a second round pick, entering the last year of his rookie deal, has no guarantees after this year. In fact, even a salary this year is not guaranteed, even though it's a pathetic salary for somebody of his value making just over $1 million. But hey, we say just over $1 million is a pathetic salary, but you have to consider what some other running backs are making. When you're entering the last year of your deal, you're making just over $1 million. You're one of the the elite running backs in the NFL. You have no security for the future. I think the Bengals need to get this done. Selfishly, as a Bengal fan, I just want to say, shut up and tote the rock. But that's just not realistic, you know, and especially in today's NFL. You see it all the time. Ezekiel Elliott was able to get it done. And, you know, he was on his rookie year getting paid a lot more than Joe Mixon's getting paid as a second round pick. So I would love from the Bengals standpoint for them just to say, no, you got to play. And Joe Mixon just swallows his pride and goes out there and plays the last year of this rookie deal. But man, if I am advising Joe Mixon on what to do, I don't tell him to lie about these migraines, although I'm sure he's trying to avoid a fine. I just say, listen, I'm not going to play unless you guys pay me. The Bengals would have to pay him because, you know, it's the last year of his deal. You're going to have to pay him eventually anyway. You're going to throw Joe Burrow out there with, washed up Giovanni Bernard and some undrafted free agents as the running back. So I don't even fault Joe Mixon if what I think is happening is really happening, Bone.
No, he's got something right now that is enviable for anyone in a contract negotiation, and that's leverage. You know, I mean, yeah, they could always decide to say, all right, we're not going to pay you and you have to sit out, but would you really want to do that with a rookie quarterback? It would be foolish to do so. Not that the Bengals aren't above foolishness, but I don't think they would be that foolish.
And their offensive
wrong.
Line's terrible too. Their offensive line is not good.
Help.
So yeah, you've got to give. I mean, they have the wide receivers, and that's another thing. Leverage is the perfect word. I'll be surprised if something's not done. I will be, but yeah. The Bengals need to pay Joe Mixon. They can't go do anything crazy. So if he's asking for something like ridiculous, like to get paid more than Zeke Elliott, then forget it. Forget about everything I just said. But if it's a reasonable contract for someone with his value, they need to get that done.
Yeah, I agree. We've got some more details on the Big Ten's plan to play winter football. We'll give you those details next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find some slowdowns on I-70 westbound between Miller and the 71 East split. Plan on some backups in that area. And more delays on 71 southbound between 5th Avenue and East Broad Street. About a 5-minute backup as traffic continues to build. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply, U.S. only. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan traffic brought to you by Dick Masheter Ford. They have new Fords at 0% for 84 months and unemployment protection on every car sold. Visit MasheterFord.net.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Celebrate freedom from down payments at John Hinderer Honda. 2020 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive, only $269 a month with no money down. Route 79 in Heath or visit HinderHonda.com, open Sundays.
With approved credit, 36-month lease plus tax and title, in stock only. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
We are open and here to help. This is Mike Weens, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. In the time of COVID-19, safety is more important than ever. For your protection, CARE has implemented procedures to keep you, your family, and our technicians safe. These procedures include no contact service calls, regular hand washing, and frequent sanitation. Our techs are wearing face masks and protective coverings. If you have any special safety requests, just let us know, and we'll do everything we can to accommodate. To help make your home safer, CARE can install super efficient filters that remove particles as small as some viruses and UV lights designed to kill germs. CARE can clean your air ducts and is Central Ohio's leading duct sealing company using AeroSeal, a process designed to make your ductwork airtight. CARE has been here for you for over 25 years and will be here the next 25 as well. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or schedule online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're here to help you save on the food and essentials you need. Just buy 5 or more participating sale items, and you'll save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're out of the bubble and ready to dominate. The crew are back in action to battle with Cincinnati FC.
Five fan coverage starts Saturday night at 7:15.
Sponsored by Soccer Plus.
Proud to be your Columbus Crew flagship station. The Fan.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste. But we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches. And our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
Why is Culver such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay, using fresh dairy from America's family farms. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Buying new windows and doors for your home is something you want to do only once. Bobby Carpenter here for your local Pella Windows and Doors. When you choose Pella, you know you're getting superior products, whether it's their number one wood-rated windows and patio doors or their vinyl series that are 83% stronger than ordinary vinyl products. Plus, Pella has a great sale going on right now. 50% off installation or take advantage of 48 months no-interest financing. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
This is Ohio State football coach Ryan Day on your home for Buckeye football, The Fan.
The Fan.
Ohio sports destination.
Barely famous. Incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man today. All right, Bids, I think I'm going to call a little bit of an audible here because we were going to talk about the Big Ten's plan to play in the winter, which... their plan is to play in big indoor stadiums across the Midwest, so do the math. Indianapolis, Detroit, places where they have those, St. Louis maybe. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll see what happens. But I just saw this from Sean Callahan, who is a publisher of Husker Online, one of the rivals' websites there. He just tweeted this out. Big Ten attorney Andrew Luger argues that the, quote, harm would be incredible, end quote, if board of directors documents were made available to the public just because eight student athletes disagree with the decision. This is talking about the Nebraska lawsuit that was filed today, where eight student athletes are saying they want to see the documents. They want all of this info to be released to the public, and they are suing to get it released. He said the court is asking for something with, quote, no precedent. Now, Bids, again, we're not legal experts, but that term, the harm would be incredible, I'm sure is something that lawyers say all the time. I'm sure he's arguing the merits that under any circumstance, Big Ten doesn't have to give up its private documents just because some people don't like something they did. But that phrase, harm would be incredible, is going to be used against the Big Ten for sure, because that does not sound great when you say, if we tell people how we came to this conclusion, we would be incredibly harmed. That's not a great look for the Big Ten, even though it might be the right legal argument to make.
Usually lawyers parse their words better than that. The harm would be incredible, ... if we're transparent. Like, that is just a terrible look. I don't think it's too much to ask, Bone, when 13 of the 14 Big Ten institutions are public universities, Northwestern being the exception to the rule. I don't think it's too much to ask to have some transparency here. You know, when they're getting, you know, federal funds and all of this, you know, state funds, taxpayer money, I just don't see what the problem with transparency would be here. And, you know, I also take umbrage with the only eight players from Nebraska I tell you what you're inviting when you make that statement. How about you want 105 Ohio State players to join them? How about if, you know, a bunch of players from around the Big Ten join them? Then you got a big problem on your hand. And maybe you have a leg to stand on legally. As he said, there's no precedent. But there's no precedent in your favor either. This would be the precedent. So it's not like you can say, well, you know, they don't have any precedent. You don't have any precedent. And I don't know if, you know, this is a valid lawsuit, if this would actually work. But I tell you what, man, I'm glad they're doing it.
It's interesting, too, because we talked about this before the show that, you know, I know you and I think are a little different on this, but with Kevin Warren, I'm not as like, I don't think he's done a good job managing this crisis, but I don't put the blame solely at his feet. I don't think you do either, but I still think the presidents of these schools are the ones who probably deserve to be held accountable more even than Kevin Warren has been. Kevin Warren has botched the fallout from this and the PR from this in my mind. But the presidents of these schools, as I heard you say this morning on Morning Juice, if they wanted football, I think there would be football. And I think there's a lot more going on behind the scenes with the presidents of these universities that probably isn't getting talked about, because I don't think they are looking at it from just a football perspective. I think they're looking at it from their entire campus. And their number one bottom line, as much as we love football, the number one bottom line for these presidents is having students on their campus. And I think part of what scared them was the thought that they might have to admit to their paying customers, aka their students and those families, your kids are going to have to go home. Your kids, it's not safe to do anything. But we're going to have the football players on campus. They're going to get all these cool tests. They're going to get all these extra procedures. They're going to get all these extra benefits to help them stay healthy so they can go play football. But your student who's trying to get a sociology degree, we're not giving them that same level of care. I think that is something that the presidents didn't want to have to breach. They didn't want to have to go there. And I think some of that is what's driven their decision. Not all of it, but some of it.
Yeah, just to make my point clear on this, my stance clear on this, I do think both things are true. I hear people say, well, you know, if the Big Ten presidents wanted there to be Big Ten football, there would be Big Ten football. I agree with that. I also think if Kevin Warren wanted there to be Big Ten football, there would be Big Ten football. Here's why. It would take a clear majority of presidents that would want football. And going into their final meeting, you know, Jeff Snook was the first to report this. I've subsequently heard the exact same thing, that roughly four or five Big Ten presidents were in favor of playing football. Roughly four or five were not. The rest were in the middle. Kevin Warren was clear that he was against playing football. And he was able to get the guys that were on and gals that were on the fence somehow on his side. They didn't even take an official vote, which that in itself could be a three-hour show why they didn't take an official vote on the most important decision in Big Ten history. Let's just not take an official vote. But here's why I give Warren the most blame, because, yeah, if the presidents would have came in and said, we're unanimous here or close to it, we either want football or don't, he would have gone along with that. I agree with that. But he was basically the tiebreaker here, because he was able to get those presidents that were on the fence on his side. He was clear throughout the meeting and before that he thought that they should postpone it. It's really a cancellation. This idea of playing it in the winter and spring is ridiculous to me. And he was kind of, you know, he was kind of the one that directed the ship right into the iceberg. Now it's sinking. We'll see if they can save it. I don't think they will, but, hey, the Big Ten, you know, the Nebraska players, the Ohio State parents, they're fighting the good fight. We'll see if it works. But I just wanted to make that clear. That's, I think both are to blame. Or if you think they're doing the right thing, both are doing the right thing. I tend to think they're doing the wrong thing. So I think they're both to blame, the presidents and Kevin Warren. But I give Kevin Warren the most blame here.
Yeah, I understand that. And I think part of that is what comes with the job when you're the Big Ten commissioner. Like, you are it just like Roger Goodell takes the blame for things the NFL does, when the reality is there are 32 owners who make those decisions. And then Roger Goodell has say. Roger Goodell can, you know, if all of the owners are dead set on, you know, driving the NFL off a cliff, he can say, hey, guys, I'm just going to try to apply the brakes here and steer the car away from the cliff. Here's why, and give them some good insight. So to your point, Kevin Warren, you would think would have, in theory, in the office, some of that power. My question is, and I don't know the answer to this, is how much power does he have with those presidents? How much power did Jim Delaney have with those presidents? Like, Jim Delaney being in that office for so many years, making them so much money, everyone enjoying most of the decisions he made, and some of those presidents being in that room in specific because Jim Delaney was the guy who said, come on in, Nebraska, come on in, Rutgers, Maryland. Like, some of those presidents directly worked with him to be in the Big Ten. Were they going to undercut him? And is that different than maybe what Kevin Warren has? I don't know. These are the questions that I would like to have more answers to, which is why I support all the players wanting to get more info on this. But at the end of the day, I still look at it with this sense for me that I think these presidents are looking at things bigger than football. And I truly think the SEC and the ACC's answer to those questions about, well, why don't all of our students get all this extra stuff? The SEC and ACC are saying, they don't need it. It's fine. Come on down. Like, they're just ready to be open for business. And you've seen how that's gone at North Carolina and NC State, where they've now sent the students home. I think some of this comes down to the bottom line being the bottom line, dollars. And they know that if they tell all their students, you can't come on campus, you can't be in our dorms, you can't buy our meal plans, you can't buy your books here, you can't pay us tuition, or at least you're not going to get the full tuition that you usually would get, you're not going to get the full experience, some of those parents are going to say, yeah, we don't want that. My kid's not going there. We'll go somewhere else. We want to go to a school where the kids can be on campus. And I think they said in the Big Ten, that's the number one objective. I think down south, they said other things. I think they decided, well, we'll try to do all of it and see what happens. And it's not going well so far, but maybe they'll be proven right. I don't know the answer. It's certainly, to your point, Bids, I think reasonable people can disagree on the outcome, even if we might agree on the underlying facts, right? Like, I think there is a way both people could say, I see all the facts you see, but I choose, no, let's not play, or yes, we should try to play.
Yeah, and, you know, we don't know what's going to be the result of this. Like, I'm railing hard against Kevin Warren here. If, you know, if the other leagues are not able to play, he's going to look good. Now, I will say still, I think they jumped the gun on this. Even if the other leagues are not able to play, I think the Big Ten should have waited, especially you have this massive schedule unveiling. Oh, my goodness, look at this schedule. By the way, that opener against Illinois in Champaign is a week from tonight. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not. You have this big schedule unveiling. There's really no new medical science that comes out in 6 days. 6 days later, you cancel the season. And I find this fascinating, Bone. I'm sure you've read about this. The medical report that the Big Ten cited as its main reason for calling off the season due to COVID concerns and myocarditis concerns, turns out that was a flawed report. It's now been retracted. A University of Michigan doctor was the first to speak out against it and say this is a flawed report. So let me repeat that. The medical report that the Big Ten uses, its number one reason for canceling the season, has since been debunked. I mean, this is, you just can't make this up. It's one 2020 thing after another.
I know,
we're going to have high school football in the state of Ohio tomorrow. We're going to have high school football tomorrow, and we're not going to have Ohio State football this year.
Yeah.
It's just, it's absolutely surreal, my man.
I definitely have a few more thoughts on that. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get some traffic in, and then we'll talk more about this. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some road construction to watch out for. You'll find the roadway reduced to one lane on James Road, north and southbound between Livingston Avenue and Main Street. It is causing some slowdowns in that area. Watch out for backups in the meantime and use a little caution if you're coming this way. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/pro loyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Hi, I'm Chuck Moore, President of Central Ohio of the Middlefield Banking Company. Here at MB, we want to be your everything bank. Whatever you're saving for, no matter how you spend your money, your dreams become our dreams. That's the personalized customer service we provide at Middlefield Bank. We've been doing it for more than 100 years, serving individuals, families, and businesses right here in Ohio. From simple checking and savings products to more complex loans and lines of credit, our experienced team can find the right solution for you or your business. We know you'll enjoy getting to know our team in person, and we know you'll love MB's online banking experience, too. At MiddlefieldBank.bank, you'll find all the tools you need to manage your money, your savings, and your budget. Visit our 5 branches in Central Ohio in Dublin, Howe, Sunbury, Westerville, and Plain City. Ask about MB's check and rewards. Earn your way by choosing cash back on your everyday purchase or interest rewards. The Middlefield Banking Company. Visit us online at MiddlefieldBank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Choose Logan AC and Heat Services for same-day estimates and next-day installation. Ask us how you can save up to $1,900 on AC and heat replacement. Take action and use 0% APR financing for 60 months. Plus, get a free Wi-Fi thermostat when you book your installation now. With a system for every home, budget, and lifestyle, it's hard to stop a train. Find us on Google or give us a call now. Fast, friendly service, Logan Services.
Morning Juice.
Pretty daggum cold in January in the Midwest. Let's play Iowa January 9th. 15 below zero.
Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time, you can lease a specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX for $169 a month for 24 months with $500 bonus cash applied to a down payment. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-334-KIA for details. New 2020 Sportage LX 2.4-liter ATFWD 25110 MSRP. MSRP excludes taxes, title, license fees, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices may vary. These from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, and approved credit. Offer includes 500 VIN-specific lease bonus cash on specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX FWD vehicles. Quantities are limited. $39.60 due at signing without 500 VIN-specific bonus cash applied as down payment. Lease offer may not be combined with other KMF offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranties are limited. Powertrain warranties to retailer for warranty details.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $18.50 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, any Speedy Freeze up to Mighty Size is just 99 cents.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Like a sports drink, but for that part of you that's thirsty for fart jokes. Back to Man and Bone.
Oh, that's right. Dave Biddle sitting in for Common Man today. By the way, Common Man and T-Bone, we are sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports right here on The Fan. So, Biddle, you brought this up in the last segment, and I didn't want to gloss over it. I wanted to talk about it a little bit more. You brought up the University of Michigan cardiologist, Venk Murthy is his name, who took issue with the Big Ten's medical papers they cited, talking about myocarditis as a concern for postponing the 2020 season. And I'll give you, like, his quote. I guess he tweeted this out. Venk Murthy did, the Michigan cardiologist, said, "The Big Ten report on COVID relies heavily on this paper, which found rampant abnormalities among normal controls and had many statistics that make no sense." Now, he then goes on to explain what those are, but I'm stupid, so I can't really tell you what it is that he's talking about, but I will take him for his word that he, you know, is bringing up some good points here and some good concerns. He also, there is a man by the name of Daryl Francis, who's a professor of cardiology at the National Heart and Lung Institute at Imperial College in London, and he said, Venk Murthy has just sent me this. I have no idea what a Big Ten is, but it's getting taken in by these nonsensical numbers, which I found. This is not a guy with a vested interest, right, in college football one way or the other. He just said, no, I don't agree with these numbers. So I think that's a very fascinating point that you bring up. I also think it's interesting because I know the Duke doctor, Cameron Wolf, was one of the ones who was very adamant that he was part of the ACDC's medical advisory team, said the doctors have a good enough grip on COVID that they can move forward and have the schedule and be safe. I think the issue really is not about football, though. And I think that's where these presidents are with the Big Ten, because if you look at Cameron Wolf, he said, yeah, you can play football. It's just going to be super expensive and it's going to be really difficult. But I think if we like shut down everything and just have the football players and put them all together in a little bubble, yeah, they could probably play football. And I think that's where the presidents have hesitated somewhat, is saying, all right, well, we could play, but is that the goal of having a university, is just to field a football team? And I think that's where some of the presidents in the Pac-12 and the Big Ten have said, no, we've got higher ideals. We're trying to also like have students on campus, whether they're doing that for noble reasons or for money reasons. But I think that's part of what this discussion boils down to. But no, so people know that thing you were bringing up, Bids, that's a fair point by you, that, you know, the Michigan doctor is saying that he does not agree with this. And I do think it's worth investigating. And that's why it would help to have this info out in the first place.
Yeah, it just adds to the lunacy of the whole thing. I mean, the medical report that they cited as the main reason for shutting down football turns out to be a faulty medical report that's been debunked, has now been retracted. That is a massive story that's getting no airtime. Well, other than here on Man and Bone, of course. yeah, it's just one thing after another, and we'll see. You know, if more, you know, medical technology comes out that's going to push things in the right direction over the next week, will they change course? I know people are holding out hope they will. They're having the protest at Ohio Stadium led by the Ohio State parents this Saturday. Maybe there's a chance. It is 2020. I just will be shocked if the Big Ten reverses course at this point. We'll see. Anything's possible, I guess, Bone.
Yeah, it is. I would point out, though, in the ACC, because they've said, yeah, we think we can return and do this safely. I mean, the ACC is the conference that has two universities who have completely shut down student life. They've said no students on campus, North Carolina and NC State. And that's where I think there's a lot of unknowns with this. And I think where the ACC, SEC, and Big 12 have come down is said, well, there are a lot of unknowns. Let's roll the dice. And I think the Big 10 and Pac-12's idea was, I'm not sure we should roll the dice. And that's what I was saying earlier. I think you can look at the info. Look, the Pac-12 also had medical info that they were looking at, and I don't think really any of what they've looked at is in question. And I don't think any of their motives or messaging is in question. David Shaw, talking from Stanford, said his players thanked him for not making them go out there and play during a pandemic. Clearly, the communication from the Pac-12 to its coaches and players and parents was a lot different than the communication from the Big Ten. And I think that is the biggest fault that Kevin Warren has had, maybe more so than anything else that's happened in this whole thing.
That's a good point. I also wonder how much the fear of lawsuits play into this. And ironically, we're talking about that the day the Nebraska players file a lawsuit against the Big Ten. But yeah. I'm talking about before that happened, you know, the idea that I had heard, you know, and who knows if there's any truth to this, I had heard rumors the Big Ten presidents, you know, and Kevin Warren were concerned about things like somebody coming down with COVID, a young man who might not have any complications now, but down the road in his life, you know, could have complications and could come back and sue the university. So I heard, you know, some liability concerns, which is why I think signing a waiver would have been a great idea. The players, if they're willing to do that, you're not making them sign a waiver.
But apparently they banned that.
That's not a legally binding document in most states, is what I was told by attorneys. Now, some states it still is, but, yeah, I just feel like, you know, I think a lot of the presidents were concerned about getting sued. I think that was a big part of this.
I think that's it. And I do think there is a concern from, you know, the majority of parents at a school who are not football player parents saying, why do the football players' parents' kids get all these extra precautions? We're not talking about Nike gear and cool shoes and a sweatshirt. We are talking about safety of kids on campus, students. They're not kids, they're adults, but students on campus. I think that's where these presidents are freaking out a bit, is saying, so we're going to take all these tests, but we're going to just give them to the football players and the athletes, but we're not going to give them to the students. I think that's a big hornet's nest that they didn't want to mess with. And in fairness, other schools have said, yeah, we're cool with messing with that. We don't think it's going to be a problem. We don't know the answer on which way that's going to go. Big Ten, it looks like, has gambled in a pretty big way here. I agree with you. I think they could have waited a little bit longer. I did see this, the final thing before we get out of here on it. There are multiple – I saw Pete Thamel tweet about this, how multiple coaches and ADs are saying, we don't know what actually is going to constitute a cancellation. Like, some schools have already canceled games, but they're saying, we don't know how many we have before we for sure are going to cancel. Or more specifically, if our school's good and their school has five cases at their football team, does that cancel the game on their end? Or do they still say, no, those five guys are out of here, but we're still playing? They don't have a uniform decision on that. And the season is a couple weeks away.
It's like baseball.
It's mind-boggling to me, but at least baseball had a CBA where they negotiated it and said, if one guy gets a test, that's it. And that's negotiated between the players and the owners. College football doesn't have that right now. And that goes back to your point earlier about college football needing a commissioner, which they don't have. And it'd be nice if they did so someone could actually sit down and make sense of all this, but that's just wishful thinking.
Maybe we'll get that one day. I know, it's like in boxing. We got to have it in college football and boxing. Yeah, we'll see. But if they need a strong leader that can bring everybody, the idea that the Power Five conferences can just are out there on their own doing whatever they want.
I know.
There needs to be somebody, and it might lead to the Power Five breaking away and having kind of a commissioner of the Power Five. I think that's the best way to do it, Bone.
I think they could, and I think that's very likely where it heads. We'll take a break, come back with the rundown next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some slowdowns to watch out for. You're going to find some slow traffic on 670 westbound between I-71 and 4th Street. There's about a 5-minute delay in that area. And traffic is slow on 71 southbound between 5th Avenue and East Broad Street. Another 5-minute backup over there. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/pro-loyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply, U.S. only. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
This FNR, call 1-800-HURT now and get the settlement you deserve.
Common Man here for Jermaine Lexus of Dublin and Easton. School is back, whatever that means, and maybe that means shuffling the kiddos back and forth to plenty of socially distanced activities. And maybe after your staycation this summer, you realize it's time for a new ride. Let my friends at Jermaine Lexus make that dream a reality. Deal time during the Golden Opportunity Sales event at Jermaine Lexus. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus make no payments for 90 days on all 2020 Lexus vehicles, and make no payments for 90 days on L-certified vehicle purchases. Get to Jermaine Lexus or get started at JermaineLexus.com. Financing on limited term with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. $1,388 per thousand financed. No security deposit. Ends 8/31/20. I've been endorsing the Jermaine brand for a long time, and it's because it's a true family-run business who do their best to earn your business every single time. Jermaine Lexus, two locations to serve you, Dublin and Easton. Check out their inventory online, JermaineLexus.com.
At Mountain Dew, we support the best and baddest disaster relief group in America, Team Rubicon. To show our support of Team Rubicon, Mountain Dew put in $1 million. And now you can help Team Rubicon too. Look for specially marked Team Rubicon bottles of Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, and Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Enter for a chance to win weekly prizes at MountainDewTR.com and donate to Team Rubicon. You'll earn exclusive rewards when you do. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 and older, subject to rules at MountainDewTR.com. Ends 10/3/2020.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Message and data rates may apply, up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Text Warby to 64000 to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text Warby to 64000 to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. Text Warby to 64000 to get started for free. That's W-A-R-B-Y to 64000.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. 8 football players from Nebraska and their parents have filed a lawsuit against the Big Ten Conference with hopes of getting both damages and a reversal of the league's decision to postpone fall football over concerns with the coronavirus. More steps taken today by professional sports leagues aimed at drawing attention to the controversial shooting from Sunday in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The NBA says they'll resume their postseason, but today postponing their scheduled games. The National Hockey League has postponed their 2 games that were scheduled for tonight after being asked to do so by their players' diversity group. While 3 Major League Baseball games were postponed for the same reason last night, one's been scratched already today. It's Texas against Oakland. Cincinnati Reds playing a doubleheader at Milwaukee this evening. And because of last night's postponement, Indians have the night off. They'll be at St. Louis tomorrow. This update brought to you by The Basement Doctor, Central Ohio's most trusted name for your home since 1987. Breaking sports news.
Simpletons, nincompoops, ignoramuses. Just a few of the many different words that you can use to describe the hosts of this show. Also, fat. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Well, it is Common Man and T-Bone. Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man today. But, Teddy, can you jump into the Matrix and make sure Paul Keels is still in there? Because it sounded like he glitched out for a second. And I just want to make sure we still have a Paul Keels, because that was... that was terrifying to me. Listen to Paul Keels do a Sports Center, then right at the end, just evaporates. Terrifying.
The voice of God, Paul Keels.
Which, you know, that is a thought that has been percolating in my head for the last few days. Teddy and I were talking about this a little bit too. Like, we don't have a football season. We don't get to hear Paul Keels on the radio as far as calling a football game. For, I mean, it would have been, you know, January of last year, right? And then, or of this, you know, December, January, right? And then we're going to go until maybe if we have a winter season, which, like you said, Bids, I have no idea what that looks like. But we'll hear him calling basketball games probably before we'll hear him calling football games again. How wild is that?
Hopefully. It's wild. Now, he has an open invitation if he wants to come out to Hilliard and announce some middle school girls tennis matches. We'll love to have Paul out there.
You have the sway?
The voice
you
can, of God, can, the voice of the Buckeyes.
That, you can get that to happen?
Well, I don't know if I can get Paul to do it, but I know that he has an open invitation if he wants to
okay.
come out.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah, here's my thing on basketball, Bone. I'm curious to get your take on this. If we don't have Big Ten football, are they really going to be able to start Big Ten basketball in November or December when they're telling the football players you can't play? And let's assume that, you know, the SEC is playing and all that. You're really going to, after getting egg on your face by telling your big money maker you can't play football, you're going to start the basketball season in the Big Ten while the football season should be going on? So my thing is, if they're not having football, which it looks like they won't, I don't think we're going to have men's basketball either. I thought both were intertwined. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, here's the only thing I could say that maybe is different on that, because I have thought this whole time, part of what my frustration has been with all of this is if the NCAA would have just sacked up and said, look, we get it. This is amateur sports. However, this is also a pandemic, and this is weird, and it makes us billions of dollars every year. Not the NCAA, but it makes these conferences billions of dollars. We are temporarily suspending any and all penalties for, you know, amateurism, whatever. It's a weird year. You want to bubble your players, football conferences. You want to make them go to a hotel and play all their games in a secluded location, just to make sure you can get the season in. We're not going to judge you on that. We're not going to get anybody in trouble and admit that, like, this year is just weird. It's a one-off. They're suspending their rules for a year. That would have helped them from a legal standpoint say, yeah, we're just trying to have the football season. That's all we're trying to do. And then we'll bring it back, all of our rules, next year. I think with basketball, because that does make the NCAA money, unlike football, I think the NCAA is going to be damned if they can't find a way to get those games in. But I think part of it also lends to the fact that you don't have to move 100 players plus support staff around. You've got 12 to 15 players, a handful of coaches, a couple trainers. You can get 30 people moved around a lot easier than if you have to move around all the people who go with the football team. You know what I mean? So the talk has been Thanksgiving, when all the students are going to be off campus from basically Thanksgiving on into, you know, whenever in the next year when the semester starts up again. That's when a lot of schools are targeting to play basketball, to say, well, then we'll have the run of the campus. We can put all of our players in a dorm. We can have a bubble. There won't be students to interfere, other students on campus at the time. And then we can try to play our basketball, at least, you know, a few weeks of it, and get some games in. I think that's truly the model they're going to go to. And then maybe after that, they do like a conference tournament bubble, and then they go to an NCAA tournament bubble. I think that's where they're headed. Whether that's going to make people happy or not is a different thing, but I think that's where basketball's headed right now, is they're going to try to bubble because it's a little easier for a school to do that with that amount of people. But trust me, no one's going to be happy either way. If football's not being played and basketball is being played, it's going to be bizarre. That is going to be surreal. We've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, add it to the 2020 list, right, Bone? But yeah, I will be, even though I think the Big Ten's making a bad decision by canceling football, I am rooting for men's and women's basketball to happen, because it's, you know, I don't think, you know, I still want to see Ohio State basketball. I still want to see Ohio State basketball. I don't think, just because, you know, I think it'd be unfair to the football players, so I don't like that, but I don't think that's enough to then cancel the basketball season. But I've always thought, like I said earlier, I always thought that they were kind of intertwined. Like, you're really going to have basketball if you don't have football, but you outlined it very well. It definitely is easier, for lack of a better word, to play basketball through this than it is to play football through this. The smaller rosters, you can have a bubble easier. We even saw before what the NBA did in Orlando, and I know they're having some social, you know, justice issues right there, but just looking at it from a basketball standpoint, it's worked. It's worked perfectly. But let's even look at it from a smaller sense. Here in Columbus, the basketball tournament went off without a hitch.
Yeah, it did.
And, you know, and that was pretty, you know, relatively early, especially here in the state of Ohio. Basically in a bubble here, you know, proverbial bubble here in the capital city. And that worked. So it's easier in basketball, so I get that. But I was thinking, man, are they really going to start this basketball season while football should be being played in the Big Ten? The whole thing is, it's frustrating, it's depressing, but it's also fascinating to, I want to fast forward and see how all this works out. Like, I want to fast forward to December and see, you know, was the Big Ten right? Was the Big Ten wrong? Did the Big Ten at the last moment decide to play football? Are we going to have men's basketball? You know, is the Big Ten, you know, are they making the worst decision in the history of sports by canceling football? Yeah. If the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12 are able to play, finish their season, crown a national champion, it's going to be fascinating to see how all this pans out, Bo.
Yeah, it really is. We'll hit the rundown here because we got a lot to talk about with what's going on with the Big Ten and the legal battle. Let's do that, Ted.
Common Man and T-Bones, the rundown. The rundown.
All right, so we started off the day talking about how Nebraska players, 8 of them, have filed a lawsuit asking not for money, although it does say, like, they will accept payment of less than $75,000, which I thought was just a, I don't know, there must be some local statute that says they have to put some monetary value in. I don't know. But either way, the main crux of what they're asking for is resumption of the season and clarification from the Big Ten as to why the season was postponed in the first place. Big Ten attorney Andrew Luger responded to that today in a briefing. He said, quote, "The harm would be incredible," end quote, "if the board of directors' documents were made available to the public just because 8 student athletes disagree with the decision." He then said the court is asking for something with, quote, "no precedent." And then I saw just about a half hour ago, this came down. The judge in the hearing, I don't know if it's case, whatever the term is, but the judge who's been assigned all this, Susan Strong is her name, she gives the Big Ten until 5 p.m. on Monday to file a written brief in response to the motion for expedited recovery. expedited recovery would be saying, you know, we can't sit on this for a while. You need to show us why we, you know, don't need these documents right now. That's the Nebraska player's claim. So she's saying you need to write a brief in response to that. They only had a couple of hours to look over anything today before it went to court. So she is giving them an extension till Monday. But Big Ten is going to have to answer this in more detail than what they just did today. So who knows? Maybe there's a little more twist and turn to this than we initially thought.
Yeah, you got to hope so. If you're a fan of wanting a season to happen, you believe that it should, like I am. And who knows? I could be completely wrong. We could see, you know, the other conferences shut down and the Big Ten ends up saying, see, I told you guys we were right. I tend to think those other leagues are going to play. They're going to have hiccups, just like we're seeing in Major League Baseball. But I think they're going to forge ahead. Heck, you're going to have people joking in the South. Maybe they're not even joking. Hey, we already got herd immunity for half the players because you're hearing stories about like half the team for Clemson had it and LSU and many others, Bama. We'll see, man. Like I said, I'd love to fast forward and see how this turns out. I think the Big Ten's making a terrible decision. Now, will this Nebraska lawsuit work? Probably not, but I love how it keeps heat on Kevin Warren and the Big Ten presidents.
Yeah. Look, I'll say this. I have supported for a long time the voices of players being heard in the Big Ten and in college football. I do think there should be a players' council, a players', I don't know if union's the right word, but it's tough to get that change implemented because you have guys who are on scholarship for 4 or 5 years. And then just by the time they get some seniority, they get a voice, they feel like, all right, I've handled school and college football, and now I want to make some changes. Well, then they're out. You know, you don't have 10-year veterans like you do in the NFL who end up on the Players Association helping out with these issues. So I do think it is good that the parents are getting involved, and I would like to see if some of these players, after their playing careers are done, if they don't become more active in trying to get a voice for athletes, not just in this weird scenario, but in many aspects of college football. I think that would ultimately be a good thing, so I hope it happens. Ted, let's wrap it up.
Common Man and T-Bones, The Rundown.
The Rundown.
Catch The Rundown every day, 5:02, right here on The Fan. Don't forget, we're doing Would You Rather at 5:34, your chance to win fabulous prizes. You can tweet us your Would You Rather right now, at ManandBone971. That is the Twitter handle. There is an interesting situation happening in pro sports with regards to some of the protests that happened yesterday or the sitting out of games from the NBA. Other leagues did so, too. One owner of a sports team was not on board with his team sitting out their game yesterday, and he is letting them know about it today in a way that may cost him his franchise. I'll give you details on that next. It's Man and Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. You're going to find some slow traffic on I-70 westbound between Miller and the 71 east split. Plan about a 5-minute backup. And rain showers moving throughout the area. These could be affecting the visibility of the roads. Please be extra cautious while you're driving. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/pro loyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only. Only in a ray with fan traffic.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. So you can put that sh- on everything.
Like buffalo wings.
Everything.
Buffalo nachos.
Everything.
Buffalo mac and cheese?
Yes, and also things that don't start with buffalo. Frank's Red Hot. I put that sh- on everything.
Ready for a positive 2020 surprise? Here's one from Diamonds Direct. The return of our best offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing. Yes! Starting Monday the 31st, back by popular demand. Pick any item. Get the amazing value price Diamonds Direct is known for. Pay nothing down and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. And you can even finance the sales tax. Fine jewelry has never been more affordable. 5 years, zero interest on anything and everything starting September 1st. At Diamonds Direct. On group credit. Get details, directions, and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, buy any 3 cooler beverages and get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points.
Get your air conditioner fixed fast. Call Care Heating and Cooling, 1-800-COOLING.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And a drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, done right. That's what I like.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's baseball time on The Fan. Listen to the Mets battle the Yankees. Coverage starts Saturday at noon.
Sponsored by Bobcat Enterprises in Hilliard and Reynoldsburg.
Your Doosan construction equipment dealer.
Doosan, run strong.
The Fan.
Common Man here for Jermaine Lexus of Dublin and Easton. School is back, whatever that means, and maybe that means shuffling the kiddos back and forth to plenty of socially distanced activities. And maybe after your staycation this summer, you realize it's time for a new ride. Let my friends at Jermaine Lexus make that dream a reality. Deal time during the Golden Opportunity Sales Event at Jermaine Lexus. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus make no payments for 90 days on all 2020 Lexus vehicles, and make no payments for 90 days on L-certified vehicle purchases. Get to Jermaine Lexus or get started at JermaineLexus.com. Financing on limited term with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. $1,388 per thousand financed. No security deposit. Ends 8/31/20. I've been endorsing the Jermaine brand for a long time, and it's because it's a true family-run business who do their best to earn your business every single time. Jermaine Lexus, two locations to serve you, Dublin and Easton. Check out their inventory online, JermaineLexus.com.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Celebrate freedom from down payments at John Hinderer Honda. 2020 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive, only $269 a month with no money down. Route 79 in Heath or visit HinderHonda.com. Open Sundays.
With approved credit, 36-month lease plus tax and title. In stock only. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
WGU is different than any other university. Accredited online learning you can do at any time. No lectures. Study when and where you want. Nonprofit WGU orients everything we do around you. You receive a dedicated mentor to guide you through your degree attainment. Our technology and learning environment is built around you. WGU degree programs start at the first of the month, all year long. Visit ohio.wgu.edu.
Well, we think trees are cool, but hey, we're certified arborists. But trees really are cool, and the more you plant, the cooler you'll be. Trees cool streets and sidewalks by 20 to 40 degrees. Just standing under one, you'll be up to 8 degrees cooler. A well-placed tree can shade buildings and lower energy costs by up to 30%. So you see, trees really are cool. To find out where and how to plant the right tree to keep you cooler, find a certified arborist near you at treesforohio.org. That's trees, the number 4, ohio.org.
Rollout refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Murdering brain cells, one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man today. Would You Rather is coming up 5:34. You can tweet us at Man and Bone 971. You would like to get your Would You Rather in early. So, Biddle, this story from Major League Soccer, I am aware that most people are probably not too familiar with the guy who owns Real Salt Lake, okay? His name is Del Loy Hansen. He owns Real Salt Lake. He owns the women's team in Salt Lake City, and I believe he owns a USL team, too. So he owns a bunch of soccer teams, okay? This guy was not happy. Yesterday, Real Salt Lake was supposed to play like what you saw in the NBA. And a lot of their players said, no, they decided not to play. The league actually stepped in after the players said, we're not going to play, and said, all right, we're just going to not have games. We're going to make sure everyone knows that we're not having any games. So Major League Soccer was no games last night. Deloy Hansen's team was one of the teams that didn't participate. So apparently today they got to the practice facility and were told that they could take their COVID tests, which they had to do, but then they would not be allowed to practice. And then it was told that the players were basically told to go home because the coaches and management were having a meeting. And then it was reported that Major League Soccer is looking into removing Deloy Hansen because he gave comments where he said, I'm basically going to have to fire a bunch of people because these players protested. It was a pretty shocking revelation. Let me read you his exact quotes. Before I read them, Bids, you just read them in the break. What did you think of these quotes when you read them?
Shocking. Like, the initial quote was bad enough, but almost, you know, it's almost not that surprising that an owner of a team would overreact like that. But I don't understand at all. First of all, that's ridiculous what he said about just not supporting his team, and just over-the-top comments that he just should have kept to himself. But then to come out here and he's not just mad at his team, he's now going to take it out on the fans who had nothing to do with this. He's now going to not allow fans to come to games. And as you mentioned, as you alluded to, he's now going to start cutting jobs. He said, quote, we will not be inviting fans back to the stadium in the future. So tomorrow I will start cutting 40 to 50 jobs again. Because they had furloughed some employees. They brought them back. He's basically bragging. See, I brought all these employees back. Now I'm going to fire these people. I'm going to show you guys. You guys aren't going to protest. I'm going to fire all these innocent people.
Yeah.
What a jerk. I wish I could use stronger language, but I don't want to get in trouble.
I understand. Well, here's the thing. So, yeah, he said all that. Here are some other quotes from Deloy Hansen, who owns Real Salt Lake in MLS. He said, watching his team boycott the game, strike against the game yesterday, you know, due to the issues with, you know, police shootings in Wisconsin. He said it was like somebody stabbed you and you're trying to figure out a way to pull the knife out and move forward. That's what it feels like. The disrespect is profound to me personally. I mean, he didn't say it's like getting shot in the back seven times, but my God, could you not have picked like almost a worse symbolism right there than to say this is like getting stabbed? Oh, what's worse than that, Deloy Hansen? The thing they were protesting, which is getting shot. Like, why in the world would you think that that analogy would make any sense? But he went on. He said that this is the quote that is getting the run on Twitter. He said, it's taken a lot of wind out of my sails. What effort I want to put into recruiting players and building a great team. It just seems that's not a very good path to take. So woe is Deloy Hansen. He is so sad that his players protested. Now he wants to take his money and go home. Well, good, Deloy Hansen. Guess what you can do? You can sell the team because there are plenty of people who would buy that soccer team because it is valuable. And I hate to say this, he would make money off of it, just like Jerry Richardson did when he sold the Panthers, despite being an absolute scumbag. But he will make money selling this team, and then he can go away and do whatever he does. By the way, Bids, would you like to know what he does in his off time? This is a guy.
Tell me, Bone.
This guy is someone who is claiming he can't pay 40 to 50 part-time employees because he's going to lose 5,000 fans a game by shutting the stadium down. All choices he would be making here. But do you know what he does in his free time? He likes to buy antique coins. Recently, within the last year, he bought a coin for $1.3 million. A coin.
I think. Well, there is a coin shortage. I mean, he's just got that coin shortage out there.
Right, yeah, that's true.
The price has gone up on coins, man.
I got to go to Chuck E. Cheese to the dollar changer and just make bank. Just put a dollar in and get four quarters out, and then I could buy an MLS team, apparently. Yeah.
There you go.
This guy is complaining about not having enough money to pay his people because he would be choosing to shut it down because he's a spoiled man baby. And meanwhile, he's got billions in the bank and $1.3 million in rare coin, not coins, one coin just sitting around his house. So
he's making coin literally. Yeah, that's the thing, man. He's not even saying like, I don't even have the money to pay these people. He's admitting just to be a jerk, I'm going to cut the jobs of these innocent people who have nothing to do with this protest last night. They were already furloughed. They're not making much money anyway. He's not saying I don't have the money to do it. He just says, just to be a jerk, I'm going to have these people lose their jobs. 40 to 50 people that work for Real Salt Lake. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a piece of garbage. And I say that because...
What is up with MLS owners, man?
Well here's the thing.
No,
yeah.
Obviously, I'll tell you this. Crew has great owners, but Precourt and now this guy...
I will say Deloy Hanson makes Anthony Precourt look like a stable human. That's how bad it is. Like, this is just a joke. And it's so bad. Donovan Mitchell, who plays for the Jazz, who's a tremendous player and has obviously been doing very well in the playoffs, he's obviously dealing with their own fallout in the NBA from decisions that the players have made there. He said this about Deloy Hanson. He said that if it's taking the wind out of the sails, then sell the team. I stand with the Real Salt Lake players. And this is getting panned just nationwide by people who follow sports or have seen these comments. Major League Soccer is going to step in, and they are going to take this guy's team away. Not because he has a stance, but because he is out and out just telling his players, I don't support you in anything that you're doing, and I'm going to take it out on people who don't have anything to do. At least if Deloy Hanson had come back and said, okay, all the players who are involved, you're all cut, and I'm not going to have a soccer team this year. I'm cutting all of you. I don't agree with it. I would still think that's terrible, and I would still think that's moronic, but at least you could say he had the balls to stand behind his comments and address them directly to the people who boycotted. In this case, you're right. He's looking at them and saying, I'm going to take out the punishment for you that I don't like you. I'm going to take it out on these other people who aren't even related to the situation. That is even more BS and more pathetic than what he would have done if he had just said, fine, I'm shutting down my team and I'm selling it. That's not what he's doing. He is... just deplorable. I can't stand this.
He's throwing an adult hissy fit.
He is. Oh, and by the way, he's currently on a radio station that he owns, which that's how much money the guy owes. He owns radio stations. They are not cheap. And he is on the radio station saying that this is going to impact the resources he has to spend on his team moving forward. He just doesn't know if he can afford to go on if the players keep protesting. Again, the guy with a $1.3 million rare coin says he doesn't know if he can afford to go on. So keep an eye on that situation. But he sounds like a piece of work. Let's do Would You Rather. That's coming up now. So you can call us. 614-821-9710 is the phone number. Or you can tweet us at manandbone971 with your Would You Rather. The best Would You Rather. The best Would You Rather is going to get a $50 Loops gift card. Loops is true Chicago-style food on the corner of Northwest Boulevard and King Avenue in Grandview. We love those guys. Go check them out. Would You Rather is next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. You're going to find an injury accident on Whitethorn Avenue south of Sullivan Avenue. Please be cautious over here as they try to get things cleaned up. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute slowdown in the meantime as traffic begins to build. Again, use extra caution over here. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only. Eliana Ray with Fan Traffic.
At Mountain Dew, we support the best and baddest disaster relief group in America, Team Rubicon. To show our support of Team Rubicon, Mountain Dew put in $1 million. And now you can help Team Rubicon, too. Look for specially marked Team Rubicon bottles of Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, and Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Enter for a chance to win weekly prizes at MountainDewTR.com and donate to Team Rubicon. You'll earn exclusive rewards when you do. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 and older, subject to rules at MountainDewTR.com. Ends 10/3/2020.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. 1 in 3 men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day?
Absolutely!
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course!
Wonderful.
then I don't even need to look in there.
Great. See you in 6 months.
There's never been a better time to switch to GEICO. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit GEICO.com for details.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that GEICO always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Tee to Green with Skip Mossy.
Saturday, we're at Champions Golf Course with PGA professional Fran Kosis, plus Mike Musser with the City of Columbus and ESPN's Bob Herrig.
Tee to Green with Skip Mossy. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia. On Route 23 and Lewis Center, 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down, 84 months at 4.19% APR, plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now you can save on large whole seedless watermelons. They're a crowd favorite and on sale for just $2.88 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda Civic today for $189 a month for 36 months with $25.99 due at lease signing. Civic, the best-selling compact car over the past decade for just $189 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
On air, online, on the app. New methods of consumption, same great radio taste. Take us with you everywhere. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Would You Rather, with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by GEICO Insurance.
614-821-9710 is the phone number. Would you rather? The winner gets a $50 Loops gift card. Loops, true Chicago-style food on the corner of Northwest Boulevard and King Avenue in Grandview. Dave Biddle filling in for Common Man. You ready for some Would You Rather bids?
Absolutely, Bone.
All right, let's get into it. What do you want? Do you want a tweet first? We've got some tweets, and I've got some calls. Which would you rather take first?
Let's take the tweet first.
All right, I've got one from Max who said, would you rather have the Big Ten reverse their decision and allow the fall season to resume? No promises about Ohio State winning, but at least have the chance. Or a guarantee of your team, Browns Bengals, win the AFC with a chance at the Super Bowl. So you'd be the AFC champion Bengals, or Browns in my case. Or you get Ohio State back. That is a tough one. Because I've started to make peace with the fact that there's not going to be football. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not happy about it. I'm not rooting for that. But from the standpoint of mental preparation, I'm trying to get my brain around the idea that there's just not going to be college football. So if you guaranteed me that my team could go to the Super Bowl, wow, that is that's something I've not seen.
Especially the Browns have never been there.
Yeah, I mean, at least the Bengals have been and lost. You might have that experience again. But the Browns have never even been to the Super Bowl. What would you pick, Bids?
Well, because now I would need to know, are the Bengals playing the San Francisco 49ers? Because if they are, we know how that's going to end in the Super Bowl.
No guarantees. In,
yeah, both of them. It was heart-wrenching losses by the Bengals. Because of that, now if you told me the Bengals are guaranteed to win the Super Bowl, I might have a different viewpoint. But I'm just convinced the Bengals will find a way to lose the Super Bowl. I've seen that act before. Give me Big Ten football. That's what I would rather see is Big Ten football this fall.
You know what? It would be better for everyone, so I will pick Big Ten football. But I think deep down inside, if I got a chance to see the Browns in the Super Bowl, man, I've never seen it. Come on. What do you want from me?
I thought for sure you were going to say Browns in the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah,
you shocked me there. You're just trying to be a man of the people.
I'm saying for the people, if I was actually given the choice, I would pick that for the greater good because I know what that means to everyone here, and it means to me. I would still love to see the Buckeyes. And by the way, that could then mean the Buckeyes win a national championship. That's a really good question, Max. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one.
We've got, I believe, is it James on the line, Ted? Let's go to James.
Hey,
James, you're on the fan.
Doing?
Good, man. Go ahead.
All right. Would you rather have no knees or no elbows?
I just enjoy the visual, number one. All right, Bids, you first. No knees or no elbows?
Wait, how does this work? Like, would you...
You'd have straight legs or straight arms. Like, you can't... Either,
okay,
you
so
can't
I was
going to
say,
your arms.
It's not cut off. Okay, it was not cut off at the end of the elbow or end of the knee. Okay, I would rather... I would rather not have elbows, I guess. I don't know. I'll go with that.
Yeah,
What do you think, Bone?
I got to be able to bend my elbows for various reasons. I'll just leave it at that. I'd go with no knees. I'd just go with bending elbows. We'll leave it there. This one's from Tommy, who tweeted in, said, would you rather see the owner of Real Salt Lake lose all of his money or have him be exiled to a deserted island? I mean, I really don't, like, I don't necessarily want to see the guy, like, lose all of his money. I just think he's not a good human. But, yeah, all right, fine, yeah. Lose all of his money. There you go.
Yeah, because if he goes to the deserted island, he's still going to have his money and someone's going to come
rescue
him, probably.
Yeah, he would find a way.
Bankrupt.
He'd find a way. And all it takes, though, even then, is just all he has to do is find something to, you know, brush or something to light a fire, and someone could discover him. And then if they find him, they bring him back, and he'd have all his money. Rather him, lose all his money, I guess. If you're going for just pure vindictive, you know, attitude there, I guess you could do that. Let's see here. This one just came in. Would you rather be an Olympic gold medalist or a Nobel Peace Prize winner? The gold medalist means I would have a much better body. Like, if I was an Olympic swimmer, I don't even have to be a gold medalist. If you're just like, you're an Olympic swimmer, I would take that because I'd be really tall and fit, 0% body fat. Yeah, give me that. The Nobel Peace Prize thing, like, who cares? Everybody's going to tell you how smart you are, but so what? Like, that's overrated. I'd much rather be, like, in shape. What about you, Bids?
Yeah, and you'd have a whole country rooting for you. It'd be on TV. Give me the Olympic gold medal. Yes, I agree.
That's fine, but I'm saying I don't even need that. I don't, like, put me in gold.
In shape.
I could be, like, yes, I could be gold medalist now. Like, just give me gold medalist at 38 years old and just say, yeah, you won way back then. It's all on video, but now you're just you walking around. It's like, cool. I'm in shape, and every once in a while, someone is like, hey, you're the guy. And I'd be like, I sure am. And then that's that. That's all it is. I don't want to be the Nobel Peace Prize winner. That sounds like you have to give a bunch of speeches if you do that. I don't think I want that. Let me see who else we have here real quick. Hang on a second. We've got this one. Would you rather have a desk job or an outdoor job? No. Come on. I was built for the indoors. I am not someone who needs to be outside at all. Outdoor job would be good for like 2 months out of the year around here. You have maybe like late April, early May, and then maybe late September, early October is nice, but the rest of the time it's miserable. No way. Bid, you wouldn't want to have an outdoor job, would you?
No, that sounds like too much labor to me. Unless it's like a Major League Baseball player or something like that. Anything else, give me the office job, not the outdoor job.
All right, let's go back to the phone. 614-821-9710 is the phone number. J-Mo, you're on the fan. Go ahead, J-Mo.
Yes, this is J-Mo. I got a would you rather here momentarily, but T-Bone, for you to even consider, that to consider whether you would choose an Ohio State season with no guarantees or the Browns in the playoffs. To quote my favorite 1980s tennis star, you cannot be serious. You can't be serious. Okay. Would you rather?
Which way could I not be serious? J-Mo, which way could I not be serious? What do you mean? Which way?
You shouldn't even have to consider it. It should be Buckeye season all the way. Now, listen to my would you rather, because this is glorious. Would you rather, T-Bone or Bits, have Kevin Warren eat some jumbo sea scallops and experience devastating food poisoning that's not lethal but painful for 18
okay.
hours?
All
or
right.
would you rather the same thing happen to Jim Harbaugh? Who do you hate more? There you go.
That's easy for me. I mean, Ohio State is Jim Harbaugh's father at this point.
They are his sea scallops.
They own him. He brings us joy right after Thanksgiving every year. It's like the opposite of the John Cooper years. Whereas Kevin Warren is on the verge of making perhaps the biggest blunder in sports history, taking football away from us. So yes, I would rather see. I'm glad you said not lethal.
Not lethal.
Lethal Michael Jordan pizza food poisoning for Kevin Warren.
I'll tell you what. I actually, if I could pick secret option C, it would just be, can I have the sea scallops so I can have that? Because I feel like I would lose some weight, and I think that would help. It would just be an easier way. Just clear me out, and I could have a, you know, that'd be a good kickstart to the diet if I dropped like 20 pounds because I just had a weekend of terrible seafood. So there you go. All right, we're going to give the prize to James today. James is going to get a $50 Loops gift card. Loops, true Chicago-style food on the corner of Northwest Boulevard and King Avenue in Grandview. Back page when we come back. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. You're going to find an injury accident still being worked on Whitethorn Avenue south of Solvent Avenue. Traffic is beginning to build in this area as they continue to work things clear. Plan about a 5-minute slowdown in the meantime and use caution over here. This traffic report is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time at Kia's summer sticker sales event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry into your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash and $2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
Common Man here for Jermaine Lexus of Dublin and Easton. School is back, whatever that means, and maybe that means shuffling the kiddos back and forth to plenty of socially distanced activities. And maybe after your staycation this summer, you realize it's time for a new ride. Let my friends at Jermaine Lexus make that dream a reality. Deal time during the Golden Opportunity Sales Event at Jermaine Lexus. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus make no payments for 90 days on all 2020 Lexus vehicles, and make no payments for 90 days on L-certified vehicle purchases. Get to Jermaine Lexus or get started at JermaineLexus.com. Financing on limited term with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. $1,388 per thousand financed. No security deposit. Ends 8/31/20. I've been endorsing the Jermaine brand for a long time, and it's because it's a true family-run business who do their best to earn your business every single time. Jermaine Lexus, two locations to serve you, Dublin and Easton. Check out their inventory online, JermaineLexus.com.
Rothman and Ice.
My dad's advanced scouting programs and sporting events for the whole week. He's mapping his week out in front of the TV. That's what he does.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by your local Pella Window Showroom.
The Fan.
Hot under the collar?
Call Care Heating and Cooling, and we'll fix that fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Text Warby to 64000 to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text Warby to 64000 to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. Text Warby to 64000 to get started for free. That's W-A-R-B-Y to 64000.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Tune into This Dream House Saturday mornings. This Dream House is brought to you by Appliance Factory Mattress Kingdom's 50 to 80% off Labor Day sale. Appliance Factory has products in stock and available. Visit appliancefactory.com.
Head to 971thefan.com to vote in the fan poll.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
And if the question's weird, it's because Chops wrote it. The Fan.
Final segment of the program. Dave Biddle been filling in today, doing a great job. And Timmy Hall, who was filling in the last few days, now joins us from the Buckeye Show. How you doing, Timmy?
You guys. Bone, Bids, Panama Ted. So, who did better? Do I lose?
What do you mean, who did better? What, from you and Bids? Come on. What are you talking about? I wasn't grading. I don't have a competition. What do you think? I have notes over here? Like, all right, segment one, Timmy. Segment two, Bids. Like, I'm not doing that. Come on.
Just thought you would know. Just thought it would be an instinct type of thing. Like, oh, God, today's show is way better than the last few days.
He just doesn't want to like tell that. You, Tim.
I think I got my answer there, didn't I, Bids?
No, I don't know
I knew
if you did
it's
or not.
Okay. That's why I didn't get the invite to chat on that one fun podcast.
What is
very
happening?
Nice episode, though.
What is happening now? Is Tim, because I heard you doing this Matty Andrews yesterday, too. Is this your new deal? Is that everybody you talk to, you're like, just going to make this as awkward as possible. Hey, how you doing? Just every time? Because you did that with Matt Andrews last night, and it was like a solid 5 seconds of audio where there was just nothing being said because you put Matt on the spot, and then you had to laugh about how awkward it was, which I appreciated, by the way. It was good. It was funny. But, yeah, if you missed that, we tweeted out the audio last night at Degenerate T-Bone at the Buckeye Show. You can follow it there. But, yeah, it was quite funny, that little interaction you guys had.
No, this is no new thing. You know how it was just sort of like the joke of the day. That's all it was. I had that fresh in my mind. I had that joke about the podcast. It was just so ironic because I brought one back page story to the table yesterday, and I had no idea. I was told before we did a little pre-show meeting that Bone was going to jump on the Nerd Association podcast. And we had talked about what that podcast was, and Chops and Daniel are doing a great job with that. And it was made like with the idea that anyone who sort of has a passion for a certain topic that they might go into, that a third or fourth wheel could jump in and be a part of that conversation for 30 minutes. I had no idea what he was discussing that day, and I, out of the blue, want to talk to him about the Batman teaser trailer, because I know both he and I are interested in it, and he's like, oh, well, what do you know? This is exactly what we talked about on the Nerd Association podcast, and I just played it. I was like, oh, that sounds like it must have been a lot of fun. It's really good for you, you know?
Didn't
and
get
then Matty A was talking about steak dinners a half an hour later, and I just sort of played it up with him. And yes, the silence alarm almost went off because he didn't know where to go from that. So I had to jump back in and save it. I was like, I'm sorry. I was being sarcastic. Please enjoy your steak. Just make sure that it's not well done. And have a great night.
You turned Matt Andrews vegan in that one segment. You just got him to swear off steak forever because of your reaction. It was pretty great. All right.
I'm just a good for nothing. No steaks for me. I'm just going to have a cheeseburger tonight.
Yeah. Now, for what it's worth, Tim, on the Nerd Association, we also talked DC Fandome, which is a whole nother, like, it's their Comic-Con that they're doing virtually where they were unleashing all of these trailers. So not just the Batman, but The Suicide Squad, that movie's coming out.
How about all the characters in that?
There's like 97 characters
Good
in that
God.
Thing. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And The Rock is getting his own. He's playing Black Adam, which is a whole other thing. If you've not ever checked into that lore, you should. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, so there's a lot of big movies coming out from DC. It wasn't just Batman, but it was a lot of Batman. So next time we talk Batman, I think I will gladly step aside and say, no, Tim Hall. Put him on Nerd Association. I think you're working yourself into a podcast host here because they're going to come and now use you for like five episodes straight because I guarantee you they feel bad.
Right, yeah, the shame worked in that regard. And I really just wanted to talk about the Batman. I'm not as in tune with the rest of that DC world, but I did see that thing for the Suicide Squad last week, which was interesting. I didn't know about the Rock one that you just mentioned, so I'll have to check that out. But it's interesting to see because I feel... And I don't know if you agree, DC is just worlds behind what Marvel did. I mean, they have to be, both with, you know, money made at the box office, success of the movies. It's not even close right now. So besides Batman, they got a lot of work to do making up.
Yeah, for sure. What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Coming up tonight, we got my buddy Matty A in again. We'll talk some recruiting with... I think he's the new national recruiting analyst for The Athletic. Ari Wasserman, he'll be on at 6:33. We'll do a little Buckeye Throwback Thursday where we'll talk about one of the biggest games in the 2017 season, and we'll hit you with the College Football Pulse at 7 o'clock. Full two-hour show tonight.
All right, there you go. Buckeye Show is coming up next, but right now it's back page time.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right, Bids, take it away.
Yeah, these are interesting historical facts from BuzzFeed.com. Now, in the Civil War, 750,000 men died, Bone, in the United States. That was nearly 3% of the population of the entire United States died in the Civil War. Population was around 32 million in 1863-1865, so a lot of people died in the Civil War, and I just found it interesting to kind of look back on what the population was in the 1860s. 31 million people living in the United States. Now we've got about 330 million. And another interesting thing from the 1800s, this is kind of gross. Dentures were commonly made from the mouths of dead soldiers. So if you had dentures in the 1800s, they were the teeth of dead soldiers.
Yikes.
Now maybe you kind of looked at it as, listen, they died in... Yeah.
I got to tell you.
It's interesting historical fact, man.
I know that this is like... We always look back on history sometimes and say, well, I would never have done this, that, or the other thing. But like, if they at the time were like, all right, good news, you have no teeth, but... We can get you some teeth. And I said, oh, cool. Where are they coming from? They're like, well, this soldier just died, and we've taken all of his mouth parts out, and we're going to give them to you. I'd say, you know what? I'm going to stick to soft food. I'll stick to bread and whatever else I can gum down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. That sounds terrible. I'm not putting someone else's teeth in my head. It's not a good thing. I wouldn't.
That is strange.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear one more quick thing that's even grosser than that. In Roman times, urine was used to wash clothes.
Oh, why?
They used urine
very sterile,
to wash
right?
clothes.
Well,
you would think it would smell, though.
Once again, yeah. See, you missed this earlier, Timmy. We were talking about how... We were talking about shrimp, and now I said, you know, shrimp is delicious. We all enjoy shrimp. But the first person who pulled a shrimp out of the water and was like, I got to get into what's inside this shell and try to eat it. Like, I wonder what that person was thinking. And the first person from, you know, those times who said, yeah, this will be a good way to wash clothes. And no one else was like, are you sure, Bill? Like, I don't think that's right. They just adopted it and were like, well, Bill said it's clean. So I think that's what we're all doing now. That just strikes
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I love how that guy's name was Bill way back then.
It was,
had
definitely.
Cool shortened nicknames.
A lot of
William
Bills in the Roman
then.
Times. Yeah. Yes. A lot of the
yeah,
Billies.
That's right. Maximus. Yes, Billiam Maximus III. I don't know. That's it for us. Bids will be back tomorrow. Buckeye Show is coming up next. We will see you all tomorrow. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. You'll find that earlier accident has cleared from Whitethorn Avenue south of Sullivan Avenue. All lanes are open in that area, but traffic is still slow as it recovers. Plan on some residual backups, about a 5-minute slowdown. This traffic report is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Hamilton and Floors has been Columbus's premier flooring store since 1967. Everyone knows new floors have the biggest impact transforming a home, and Paneltown would like to help those experiencing challenges with 12 months same as cash. 12 months same as cash. Let the experienced staff at Paneltown help you with your home's transformation and turn your flooring dreams into reality. Paneltown delivers the ultimate customer experience to professionals and homeowners alike. Go where the pros go. Paneltown.com.
As a student at CCAD, I learned how important the details are when working on any piece, and I've dedicated my life to making wearable art, so I understand how much passion goes into creating every design. Hi, I'm Dan, Director of Design at the Diamond Cellar. We have a team of world-class goldsmiths who pride themselves on the details, bringing your jewelry back to life. From redesign to restoration, we'd love to help, because you're not just our customers, you're our neighbors and friends. Visit us here at the Diamond Cellar, proud to be Columbus's family jeweler for 70 years.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Flu season is just around the corner, and now you can get your flu shot right here for free. Schedule your appointment today at Kroger.com/flu.
At Huntington, we're for people, for their good times and their hard times. That's why we're proud to offer 24-hour grace on overdrafts, which gives you more time to fix it and avoid a fee. Why does that matter right now? Because when your bank is looking out for you today, it's easier to stay on top of your tomorrow. 24-hour grace, only from Huntington. Welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace.
Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car. And